following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Mid-October finds the Clay County Bulldogs in fine fashion. They're undefeated, guaranteed a home playoff game, and are celebrating their seniors here at John Peebles Field tonight, where they host their last regular season game in Salina. Head coach Jake Johnson has led his black and gold hounds to the program's seventh ever 7-0 start. And tonight they seek to extend their streak of perfection to a place where only two prior Bulldog teams have gone, 8-0. Standing in the way of that achievement are Nick Bryant and his Region 4 AAA Grundy County Yellow Jackets, who have their stingers poised for attack after their first win of the season last week over Whipple. This evening, they've made the two-hour, 100-mile journey due north into the heart of Bulldog country for this Week 9 showdown. Can AP Class A 5th-ranked Clay County go to 8-0, or will the 1-5 Yellow Jackets extend their winning streak? Find out right here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show. It's our eighth Bulldog football broadcast of the season. And for the fifth time this year, we're here at home in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neely Stadium, looking out the window down at John Tibbles Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and once again, I'll do the best I can tonight to call the action for you on the field. Joining me this evening are two of the finest fellas in Bulldog country, the first of which is the old mighty dog himself, state champion head coach Rob Edwards.
Well, thanks, Daniel. I missed the last home game, hated it, and glad to be back here with you guys in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Very well, could need them tonight. Forecast may have a little bit of rain in it. Also joining me is a man who's black and gold through and through and channels the spirit of the Dogs into every broadcast, Thomas Weaver.
I can't help but get excited just like you, Daniel, when it comes to Bulldog football. And we're back here at home like you talked about, right where we're supposed to be for senior night, guys, and especially after that trip Daniel took us on last week, Coach, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you two on a football Friday night, high top Joe Neely Stadium. It's good to be back.
Good to be back. I know that there's no place like home is what they say, and we're glad to be here.
And this Clay County team, you know, they can leave a historic mark here tonight by getting to 8-0. You talked about it in the opener. And to just make a trio of teams to ever do it. These Dogs are big favorites again tonight as they host Grundy County. But, you know, Daniel, the Yellow Jackets are not to be overlooked. We looked at the roster, almost 60 players on it. You and I talked about some of the size on this team, and they looked the part. We've said that several times this year, but they're not to be overlooked.
They're not. You get into teams like Westmoreland, like Scott County, like Grundy. They're bigger classification schools, and, hey, this Grundy County team, they play a tough schedule. They've met Marion County, who's like 6-1, 7-0 maybe. They've met Tyner, 5-2. They've played some tough teams. So, quite honestly, they have seen better teams on the football field this season than this Clay County team is tonight, quite likely.
Right, and Coach talked about it a while ago. You know, they got their first win last week. I think that was one you picked, Coach.
Yeah, I thought only I picked it, but Daniel said that he picked it as well. So, but yeah, Grundy, well, guys, they got some big fellas out there. Some guys that they've been big ever since they were little. So they're big old boys.
Yeah. But you know, there's somebody else who's left their mark on history, and then we'd never overlook them, and that's those who've helped us get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground and kept it going for five seasons now, and that's our sponsors. We say it every week, Daniel, but we can't thank them enough.
That's absolutely right. Coach Edwards was telling me earlier this afternoon someone had that never had mentioned it before had made a comment to him about listening to the broadcast and enjoying it. And even 5 years in, I'm still convinced there's some folks that would like to listen that maybe don't know about it. And we do thank those sponsors for making the whole thing possible. Just hope it continues to grow. I know, Thomas, collectively in 5 years of doing both sports now, over 70,000 listens on the Horizon Sports Network.
Well, I was afraid to misquote that number, so I'm glad you pointed that out. But yeah, that's a big number no matter how many seasons it goes across, and we appreciate the sponsors for letting us do this every Friday night during football and a couple times during basketball, which we're getting ready for coming up soon. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sport Network is just an extension of the print media we put out every week, and we hope folks will pick up a copy next week. Up next, as we do in every broadcast in the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the newspaper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's win at Scott High. Coming up next, after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. You know, Daniel, that headline read, AP number 5 ranked Dogs head into senior night unbeaten. And the story talked about how Clay County comes into the night's game with a perfect 7-0 record after shutting out Class 4A Scott High 25-0 on the road last Friday night. The article went on to explain the 2021 Dogs are only the seventh team in Bulldog football's 80-year history to start the season with an unblemished 7-win record, and they'll be looking to join just two squads, 1955 and 1990, to reach 8-0 with a win in the regular season finale tonight. And Daniel, taking down the Highlanders to set up a shot at history tonight wasn't necessarily an easy task, as Clay County had to grind out the win with lockdown defense throughout, led by a half dozen Dogs recording five or more tackles in the shutout, as your summary is going to show.
Great collective defensive effort, and it was seniors Wade Coons and Eli Smith, juniors Hunter Kyle, Alec Kerr, and Joseph Markham, and sophomore Austin Anderson who all stacked the defensive stat column with stops while the Clay County attack went to work early. Following a Scott High 3-and-out on the opening possession of the game, Kerr took the ensuing punt back 63 yards for another one of his signature special team scores and kicked the extra point to give the Dogs a quick 7-0 lead. Clay County then put together a 9-play, 66-yard scoring drive after the Highlanders were stuffed again to go ahead 13-0 before the first quarter's end. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams, finding Kerr for 39 yards down the sideline, served as the mid-drive highlight before senior Jeff Spivey, hauling in the first touchdown of his career from 14 yards out, put the Dogs ahead two scores. The second quarter featured a quagmire of penalties and missed opportunities for both teams, as a flurry of miscues, punts, and turnovers kept the scoreboard stagnant heading into intermission. Clay County finally shook off the rust when they returned to the field and scored on their opening drive of the second half, taking advantage of a junior Jimmy Burchett 50-yard kickoff return, setting his team up in Highlander territory. The Dogs marched to pay dirt again, this time on the back of Markham. The bruising back punched it in from 5 yards out to make it 19-0 before he teamed up with Smith to force a Scott High turnover on downs with a sack on their ensuing possession, which ended up sealing the deal for Clay County. The Dogs began at their own 45-yard line and in 3 plays accounted for the final margin. Adams found Kerr for 19 yards, senior tailback Carson Sharp burst free for a 31-yard gain, and Markham pounded it in from the final 4 yards to slam the door before the fourth quarter began. The defense then secured the shutout in the final period, while Sharp and Markham milked the clock on the ground down the stretch. Final score, Clay County 25, Scott County 9. Good win.
It was. Defensively, we talked about that, but Clay County also had 234 yards of total offense on 43 plays in that win,
including 25 rushes for 123 yards and two touchdowns and 111 yards passing. Adams was responsible for all the yards through the air on 10 of 18 passing, had the touchdown, did have two picks. And Kerr was the leading receiver with four catches for 73 yards. He also had that punt return touchdown. Burchett caught four balls for 9 yards. Spivey had two catches for 21 yards and the touchdown. And senior Grant Strong had one catch for 8 yards. Markham was the leading rusher with 10 carries for 70 yards and two touchdowns. Sharp wasn't far behind with 13 carries for 66 yards. And Adams was sacked twice, two carries for negative 13. Coons, Kyle, and Kerr led the team with 7 tackles apiece. Kyle had a huge night, 2 TFLs and a sack to go along with that. Smith, Markham, and Anderson all recorded 5 stops. And Sharp, Burchett, and Adams each had 3, Burchett with an interception, while Strong also added 2 tackles in the contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through in your Del Hala Horizon. Like Daniel said earlier, we hope you'll remind your friends we're on the air tonight. Just copy the link at the top of the page, text it to them, post it on Facebook. We would appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for a senior night battle between the Dogs and Jackets here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponent, as we always do. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 4 consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Grundy County Yellow Jackets have made 18 playoff appearances, with their most recent coming last year and their first back in 1991. They have a 5-18 playoff record, with their furthest advancement being the third round in 1993. These teams are meeting for the third time in their histories tonight. The two prior meetings took place in 1987 and 88, with the home team winning in each of those contests. The 1987 matchup saw the Dogs win 33-7 in Salina behind passing touchdowns from Stephen Arms to Tupi Kerr and Joey Eads, an Arms punt return touchdown, a Kerr pick six, and a Kenny Meadows touchdown run. Well, 1998 saw the Yellow Jackets win 21-12 in their hometown of Colmont, despite 181 yards rushing from Scott Barlow. It was an infamous game here in Bulldog country. It saw multiple Bulldogs being ejected from the contest, and junior quarterback Stephen Arms, who was leading the mid-state in passing at the time, sustained a season-ending broken leg injury that night. Tonight the series is renewed after 33 years with the schools locked in a 1-1 tie in that series record. Thomas, that does wrap up our opponent portion. Quickly before we move on, any comments about that 87-88 matchup between these schools?
Well, like you said, it was kind of a notorious game everybody remembers here. You know, not just because of the loss of the all-time greatest quarterback we've ever had in Bulldog history, but it was one of those contentious type battles, I think. And, you know, we may see a little of that tonight.
Very well could. I watched a little bit of that game here the other day. The first three Clay County drives, Salina High School drives at the time, all ended in turnovers. You know, obviously you're on the road, so some penalties went against the Dogs that night, but they kind of hurt themselves too in that one. But anyway, we'll go ahead and go to break, and after word from our sponsors here, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, going to continue honoring the Bulldogs of the past tonight with our lustral and decadal anniversary history. Last week we discussed the 1986 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 30 years to 1991. The Chicago Bulls beat the Los Angeles Lakers for their first NBA title. The Gulf War was raging. Metallica released their self-titled Black Album that goes on to sell over 30 million copies, and Randall Walker is in his first and only year as the head coach of Bulldog football. Thomas, this is a season that's going to be easy for you to discuss as you go through this. You were on this team as a freshman. In the fall of 1991, you guys end up with a 7-5 record. We'll go through that schedule in a minute. Scored about 21 points a game, allowed about 19 points a game. Had some tight ones in there. I'm going to go ahead and let you reminisce a little as you share all of your teammates' names from that 1991 team.
First, a dozen of my classmates, and they started with Corey Watson, Kevin Rich, Donnie Raines, Jeremy Holston, Lawrence Page, Barry Roach, Brandon Whitaker, Timothy Page, Sam Daniels, Dan Fox, of course myself, and the all-time leading rusher and Hall of Famer Gary Davis made up that freshman class, Daniel. And then eight sophomores, Jeremy Watson, Shannon Webb, Les Roberts, Jeff Roberts, Trey Siever, Wesley Bray, Joseph Burnett, and Jeremy Watson. And then you got nine juniors on this team: Charles Roten, Stephen Bailey, Jerry Short, Chris Reacher, John Briggs, William Page, Jonathan Williamson, Ray Bowles, and Jeremy Pettigo. And then nine seniors, Daniel. Some of the guys that I always looked up to kind of took me under their wing, and that was Mark Ledbetter, John Bowles, Kevin Cunningham, Jason Cunningham, Timmy Smith, David Maxfield, Chris Keene, Matthew Boone, and the quarterback, Michael Adams. And, of course, like you said, Coach Walker, who's in the Hall of Fame, Coach Joe Neil Eads and Coach David Threed as assistants. And, you know, those guys, after Russell was gone, it was just kind of flip a coin and let one of them decide to take that title. They were all very deserving of it, and they all shared it in the coming years as head coach for the Bulldogs and managers on that team. My classmate Mike Campbell, Marty Maxfield, Daniel Moore, and Sean Burnett. And you're right. That is reminiscent of the name, all those names.
Of course, Campbell, Mike Campbell and Marty Maxfield go on later to be Bulldog players themselves and being teammates and participants. But, quickly, you touched on it. This was the first year after Coach Richardson stepped down. He was still living at the time this season started. We'll hit on that as we go through the schedule in a little bit. Coach Walker stepping in and just the team effort between those three, Mr. Three, Mr. Reeves, Mr. Walker, all of them selfless individuals, real humble gentlemen. And like you said, it didn't matter whose name was on top of it. It was all three of them working together.
No doubt.
Going to go through the schedule here, Thomas. Opened up kind of rough. Back-to-back losses. Lost a tight one, 6-14 to DeKalb County. And then lost a, I'm going to call it a tight game, to a strong Franklin Road Academy Rebel team down at Franklin Road. As I recall, looking back from newspaper clippings, that was the grand opening of their $2 million facility at the time. That was an extremely large amount of money to put into a high school football program back in 1991, and that private school did it. You guys lost 6-27 on the road, so opened up the season 0-2, but things got better.
Yeah, and played well in those games. I know, one score loss there at DeKalb, and, you know, like I say, kind of tough coming off such a great year the year before to have kind of a tough beginning to the season, but we rebounded, Daniel, and rebounded in a big way with a big 33-7 blowout of the Blue Devils here at home against Jackson County. And Michael Adams had a big game that night, talking about a dual threat, 62 rushing yards and had two touchdowns and also threw for 164. So a great game there and a Blue Devil beatdown.
That fourth game of the season saw you guys go to Gordonsville at Turney Ford. Always a great thing here. Got a big win, 18-0 over the Tigers at Turney Ford. Something that has not happened a tremendous amount over the years for the Bulldogs. Got to 2-2 at that point. Mike Adams, 10-20 on the night passing, 163 yards. Timbo Smith, a 62-yard touchdown run, and Matthew Boone, three big quarterback sacks in that win at Gordonsville. So that gets you at 500 going into that fifth game against a tough Watertown team. Now, they were winless going into this game. You guys were 2-2, Watertown 0-4, but pretty good shellacking at home against the Purple Tigers, 6-36. They were better than their schedule advertised.
Yeah, they were, and, you know, that was one of those games. We talked about it last week or a few weeks ago, one of these probably shouldn't have lost, but maybe you didn't show up. And I think that's kind of what happened against the Purple Tigers right there. I'm pretty sure that was the game Coach Eads wouldn't let us go to the locker room at halftime in Salina.
Sounds about right. Fifth game of the season. Got things back rolling there. A big win over Red Bull and Springs in Macon County, 52-18. That was Red Bowen's 55th consecutive loss at that time. Puts you back at 500 with a 3-3 record. Take the short trip over to Livingston into Hawkeye Country. Lost that one 14-38. They had a strong team. Curtis Hayes, the running back. I think Clark Mitchell, is that the right name?
That's right.
Playing quarterback. So tough team there. Lost that one to go to 3-4. And then we come into this Monterey game. I know this is an emotional one, Thomas. Monterey, maybe 6-1, 7-0, I think. Coach Richardson.
Undefeated.
Coach, undefeated team, 7-0. You guys were 3-4 going up. Actually, they were coming to Salina, I believe. May have that wrong. And Coach Richardson had passed away that day, the day before. Tell that story.
Well, I mean, we relived it a few years ago, I think.
We did.
Fell on the exact day. But just, I don't know, the greatest football game I've ever been a part of. Just the thought in that locker room and You know, guys could have run through brick walls or however you want to describe it. But, yeah, they thought they had a chance, and, you know, the Bulldogs showed them that there wasn't no chance. We played for Coach Richardson, saw some emotion from Coach Eads and Coach Walker, and it was just I'm very fortunate to be a part of it.
I appreciate hearing that firsthand information. 20-6, the final score, put you at 4-4 on the season. Big win over Friendship Christian in week 9, 12-0, shut them out. Chris Keene, 101 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns on the ground in that one. Go to 5-4 on the season before finishing off the regular season over at Baxter with a big win, 45-13. Timmy Smith, the big ball carrier there, 9 carries, 108 yards, and that was the 9th straight District 5 regular season title, Forsyth High at the time. How important was it to keep that streak going as a player?
Hey, that was huge at the time. I remember going into that game. You know, it's all on the line, basically, through history. You can't let those guys down. And Timbo, 9 carries there for 100 yards. I mean, he had some long runs, plenty of speed. You also see Chris Keene from the game before. This team had some talent in the backfield and some big guys up front, too. So, huge win heading into the playoffs, and then an even bigger win, Daniel. We don't have many of these, and that's a playoff victory. And what a game that was. Salina here at home, big crowd. I'll never forget the end zone full of people wrapped around the wire. The drive, that's what you have to call it, down one score or tie game. I can't remember. What was the final?
21-21.
Okay, I thought it was tied game, and put together the drive, and maybe one of the best ever in Bulldog history, a game-winning drive to win that one 27-21 over Friendship Christian and move on to the second round.
I'm going to read you real quickly that newspaper article. We've got the Tennessean article from it. Reads here, Salina 27, Friendship Christian 21. Salina scored the winning touchdown on the last play of the game here last night, eliminating visiting Friendship 27-21 in the Class A football playoffs. Mike Adams hit Chris Keene with an 8-yard pass on the final play, climaxing a brilliant 81-yard scoring drive that Salina had in just 55 seconds. Salina had a 2-touchdown lead until Friendship scored 3 straight touchdowns in the second and third quarters. And he goes on to tell about you guys moving on to face Franklin Road the next week. Says Adams was 10-14 passing on the night for 177 yards and threw 2 touchdowns. Timmy Smith scored on a 71-yard touchdown run in it. But, yeah, a huge, about an 80-yard drive there in 55 seconds to shut it. Last play of the game, Friendship didn't touch again. Y'all didn't kick the extra point.
Right.
A walk-off touchdown. And that set you up with Franklin Road Academy. Huge game right there. This time, not as close as it was in week 2 when you guys lost to them 6-27. Franklin Road, the Rebels, put it on you. 6-43. And Thomas, there's a pretty good reason why they did, because after they ended y'all season at 7-5, they advanced on to win the single A state championship that year.
Yeah, and what a team they were. To play them that close early in the year was a pretty good effort, I would say, for the Salina Bulldogs at that time. And, you know, to wrap it up, Daniel, again, coming behind that 1990 team, you know, wasn't a whole lot of expectation, really, for this 91 team. And to me, they outdid the expectations and played well. Had some ups and downs during the season, but a great senior class kind of helped us through and won a playoff game, which hadn't happened many times in history.
A fine point. Cheerleaders from that year: Andre Eisenberg, Heather Hamilton, Brandy Price, Brooke Roberts, Christy Barlow, Christy King, Heather White, Lori Watson, Cecilia Roach, and Susan Deneen, and the football queen back in 1991, Miss Brooke Roberts Burchett, was the football queen in the fall of 91. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1991 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories,
and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's senior night game with Grundy County, where the Dogs will look to improve to 8-0 with a win over the Yellow Jackets. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over today.
I appreciate you coming in, Tom.
You know, your team made history again. Seems like that's been the theme the last few years, Coach. They're the seventh team in the 80-year history of Bulldog football to get to 7-0, and they did it last week at Scott High.
Right, and, you know, our goal has never necessarily been undefeated, you know, as a whole. It's one game at a time, you know, be 1-0 for the week, and luckily that's paid off for us and, you know, went through some adversity. You know, we've had some ups and downs. We've had numerous injuries to big-time players, but hats off to some of these guys for stepping in and filling the roles.
And the same thing happened last week. You're already without starting up front Levi Garrett, and Big John Hamilton went out early.
He did. You know, went out in the first series or two, and, you know, those guys, we don't have a whole lot of size, you know, and they fall into that group of what little we do have, but, you know, Hayden McGee has been in and out. He's played everywhere from center to guard to tackle this year for us. You know, Ben Maxfield's played quite a bit. Senior Luke Thompson, you know, that came out this year, has played some reps. But it seems to be really the only consistency we've had the entire year on the offensive line's been Wade. You know,
right.
But that's Wade. You know,
right.
we know how Wade is. But, you know, on the defensive front as well, and luckily we've had the emergence of you know, sophomore Austin Anderson's done a phenomenal job. Hunter Kyle, man, he's really played well. And, you know, freshman Worm Smith, you know, we plug in there at nose guard. And he's played various places for us on the scout team. And, you know, we have a hard time blocking him, so we figured why not? Maybe somebody else will too.
Right. And, you know, besides the fill-in on the up front, you had some explosives in that game, and I thought that was key. Of course, All-Stater Alec Kerr returning the punt for the first score, and then senior Jeff Spivey catching a touchdown in the end zone, his first of his career. So the first quarter was pretty good.
was not bad at all. It's hard to complain with that. You know, within the first couple minutes, we seemed to be, you know, up on the board. Looked to be a pretty good pace, but, you know, we kind of got out of sync, out of rhythm on that sloppy field. And, you know, just the time change, the long bus trip, you know, this is the first fall break game I've even been a part of, the change in the practice, you know, from being in the afternoon to 8 in the morning. But luckily, you know, we overcame it. Some sloppiness things we really need to address that you don't want to see, though, at this point in the year.
Right. And even with guys playing well, like you talked about, you kind of had that rough second quarter. And the Highlanders didn't want to go away, Coach. They're no pushover. Had some big guys. They looked apart. And you guys kind of had to grind that one out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime you go up in classification, it's tough. Regardless of what their record is or talent levels, you know. And we jumped three classifications. You know, they're 4A. And, man, just the size of those guys, you know, watching them warm up, their tailback was bigger than the majority of our team that we had dressed, you know. And but our guys do a good job of that. You know, they're not necessarily intimidated, but, you know, there's points and times where that can be problematic. You know, I know they – one drive there specifically, they drove it on us pretty well. Hats off to them. I think we averaged 160 pounds up front on the defensive front and gave up under 100. So, I mean, I guess that tells you the energy, the focus of these guys, you know. Small bodies, big motors.
Yeah. And you got to talk about that defense. And, of course, we know you're kind of defensive-minded when it comes to being a head coach. But defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson, what a job he's done with these guys up front. Third shutout of the year. You know, allowing just right around 100 yards per game lately, it's been pretty shut down.
It is. And, you know, that's something we're valuable to have. And, you know, I feel sorry for Coach Harris because I feel like we have two defensive coordinators and he's on the island, you know. But, yeah, that's my background, and that's something I try to stress, you know, even in practice. You know, I've called the defense here in other spots before, but it's something we take pride in. It's a mentality. It's an attitude.
And you talked about, you know, going into that one with the distractions and so on and so forth. Similar situation tonight, Coach. You know, you're heavily favored in this one. Grundy got their first win last week, first one of the season. You got the distraction of senior night, if you want to call it one. And it's a non-conference game. You know, it really doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Have you kept the guys focused? Really over the last couple, 3 weeks, Coach.
It's been the same thing, you know, I mentioned before. It's the 1 week at a time mentality. And I hate to look ahead and jump ahead, but, you know, it's guys, whether we're the favorite in this game or not, you know, we're getting better for the last game of the season. You know, and I hate to be that guy, but sometimes you got to dig into that. And, you know, this kind of feels like the cliche trap game.
Sure.
You know, bigger school coming off a win. They've got some momentum coming in, and you know, and like you said, for us, not a must win. And you know, I hope we come in and take care of business. And you know, if we play the way we're supposed to, you know, I think we'll be okay.
We mentioned history in the opener. Well, tonight you can make it even more history. You guys can become only the third team in Bulldog history to get to 8-0 tonight. No pressure, Coach.
Yeah, no pressure at all, right? You know, never mind the AP rankings, you know, that came out. We saw that, and that's something I try to ignore it entirely. You know, we don't even discuss it. I shut it down quickly, you know, about being a top five team. But, yeah, it is pressure. And, you know, you feel it more and more. You think you'd be on the other side of things being undefeated. You know, you're like, man, you know, you're jazzed up. But you seem to worry more about, you know, when's the first one? When's it coming, you know? It's definitely uncharted territory, you know, for me and definitely this program for a long time. You know, you've got to go back to, I'm assuming 8-0, you've got to go back to across the river.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely uncharted territory against somebody that the last time I've heard any mention of Grundy County was in the 80s here. So, you know, I know that didn't fare too well in one of the last contests, but, you know, hopefully we can get it going.
And you just touched on it, but the approach of that, it's where you want to be, but it's kind of a tough place to remain. You know, how do you keep these guys' heads straight on that? I assume it's got to creep in, Coach. Hey, we want to remain undefeated.
It does, but, you know, it's something we've never brought up. You know, we've never discussed that. We've never, like I mentioned earlier, we've never discussed, you know, being undefeated. It's every game's the most important one because it's the next one. Right. And, you know, the most humbling thing that always seems to get that mentality right is the film from the week before on Monday. We really go with that, go through it with a fine-tooth comb. You know, you can, you know, I don't care who you are, what position you play, very seldom can you go through the tape and find something you have not adequately done. It happens. You know, we're human, but, you know, that's the approach we try to have going into this one.
Well, all those distractions aside, Coach, you know, you touched on it. Grundy got their first win last week. They'll be fired up for another one. Tell us a little bit about these Yellow Jackets and what we got to do tonight to get to 8-0.
Well, I feel like it's a it's another scenario as far as, you know, even Scott County, bigger classification, big bodies. They have some very big tackles. Like to run the football. Can throw it. Don't throw it well. So, you know, if we're clicking on all cylinders and trying to make them play from behind, get our defense off the field as much as we can, I think we'll be okay.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Tom.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burke.
Thank you, Daniel. Get into this thing here. Jackson County idle last week, so they stayed at 3-3 on the season. They are at Smith County, taking on the Hooten Owls tonight in a big region matchup.
I think you said that one, each one of them, or maybe the winner, would have a home field or something for playoffs. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
We're going to pick that one in case you didn't know.
Okay. Well, we'll leave those alone on comments. Okay.
Clinton County, Kentucky, 1-6. They were also idle last week. Tonight, they're at T-ville, Monroe County, playing the Falcons. Cornersville, another team that was idle last week, remains at 5-2. They are at Wayne County this week. Joe Burns, the Red Devils, fell to 3-5 after a 14-22 loss to Cascade. They are idle this week.
Not a bad team. Joe Burns still not a bad team.
Yeah, I don't think so. In Cascade, we saw the athletes they had last year on the basketball floor, Coach. If they had some of those guys playing, they probably got a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they were big, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Westmoreland, also idle last week, remained at 1-6. Tonight, they are at East Robertson.
That'd be a good game. We're not picking it, but I think Westmoreland win that.
I would go with you, too. Yeah, I thought that was probably a wash pick. I thought we'd all pick Westmoreland, so we didn't. We're not going with that. Red Bull and Springs, 2-4, but then I discovered today that they actually played Friendship Christian last night, and they lost 49-0, so now they are 2-5 on the season. Scott High fell to 1-5 after 25-0 shutout by these Bulldogs here. Tonight they host Fulton. Grundy County here in front of us tonight picked up their first win, 12-10 over Whitwell.
We've got to talk about that just a little bit. You made that pick. We hit on it earlier on, Coach, but you almost got the score right, too.
Yeah, Grundy had only scored 14 points all season and been shut out four times. I don't remember what I said. But
you
it was
said 8-6.
8-6.
Yeah. Your guess.
Yeah.
And it was
pretty close.
12-10. Yeah. Well, that's just luck. I mean, that's just dumb luck. York Institute. 3-4 currently. They were idle last week. Tonight they host Knox Gibbs, team that we're, you know, York, we'll be traveling there next week up on the mountain.
Yeah, and that's one that, you know, honestly worries me a little bit. They played pretty well all season with a lot of teams, you know, middle of the road at, what did you say, 3-4, I think?
3-4.
You know, I think that could be a tough trip next week.
I put York somewhere between Joe Burns and Cornersville as far as strength of their, you know, their ability. So a pretty solid team.
Gordonsville High School, the Tigers picked up their first loss of the season last week with a 24-28 loss at Trousdale County. They are idle this week. That Gordonsville game, Gordonsville Trousdale, Daniel and I were able to watch a little bit of that one day here. And, you know, Gordonsville probably had a lot of opportunities there to win that thing.
Yeah.
You know, kicked a field goal early. And
what were they down, 2 scores at one point?
Yeah.
They made a comeback there in the third quarter, I
21-10.
Think.
I think it got to be 21-10, and then they mounted the comeback. It all came back to their opening drive. They went down and got stuffed. They had it first and goal, had to kick that field goal, and got 3 instead of 7, and, of course, 4-point difference in the game, 28-24. That's what came back to haunt them.
In other words, the Tigers are somebody to be reckoned with,
yeah.
Especially playing that tough against Trousdale, and we know the history and the tradition and the team they've got this year.
And the thing to me about Gordonsville, and you all know this is, I'm not a football guy, but they play kind of a different style than anybody that's on our schedule. They throw the ball a ton.
Yeah, they're a whole different team from last year. You know, we saw they took care of us late with that power run game. They don't have that anymore. It's all on the shoulders of Albritt and their star quarterback. You just have to say that. We talk about Nate Adams and Keaton Arms. Well, he's right there amongst them guys. He's a great, great quarterback.
Strong arm, quick on his feet. He's a junior, good football player. They have developed a sophomore running back, linebacker, that's pretty good, but it's all about Albritt for the Tigers.
Clay County opponents currently 27-41 overall. we're gonna pick a few games here. We're going to 5 this week.
All right.
We usually do 3. Last week we did 4. Now we're going 5. Probably max out at 5 though.
Yeah.
Especially if you guys gain a lot of ground. I'm sure everybody wants to know who's in the lead here.
Oh, of course.
Please let us know, Coach.
Daniel's currently 13-12. Thomas 13-12, and somehow I've lucked out and gotten to 18-7.
Wow, 5-game lead. So we could do it tonight.
You could do it tonight. You could. I could go 0-5 on these things. Let's get started here. Jackson County 3-3 at Smith County. That's a 3A Region 5 matchup. Jackson County win. They're going to have a home playoff game. Smith County wins. They're going to play East Nashville here in a couple weeks for the region championship. So a lot on the line for both these teams. Who you got?
I'll take Carthage. Tough to play down there. Nice facility down in the hole down there in Carthage. And home field advantage too much for the Blue Devils. Hooten Owls.
Well, you know, I've been a Blue Devil fan this year. Coach forced me into it there one week. But I did a little research on this one just because I needed to know. And what tipped the hat for me was the Owls beat Westmoreland. And everything else was kind of similar in my mind. They're playing at home. I've got to go Smith County, too.
Yeah, it's a wash. I tried to go with the Blue Devils, but I just couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. Monterey 5-2 at Oneida 5-2 in the 2A Region 2 matchup. Monterey wins, they're the region champs. Oneida wins. It's a 3-way tie between those two and Rockwood.
Well, as bad as I hate to say this, Monterey has established themselves as a perennial power in high school football. They're doing it in 2A as well. I take Wildcats.
I me too. I'm Wildcatting tonight.
Golly, I was trying to go with the Indians until I saw that Rockwood beat them last week. It's a wash, guys.
Well, I think you got to pick. Yeah, I think so. Stone Memorial 5-2 at Macon County 5-2 in a 4A Region 4 matchup. I'm going with the road team, Stone Memorial.
Me too. Stone it is. You going to be a wash, Thomas?
This is no fun.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Upperman, 6-1 at DeKalb, 5-2. Bees win, region championship. They're the region champions, 4A Region 4 champions. I'm going with the Bees. That's my alma mater. I'm going with the Bees. On the road.
I can't not either. I mean, I have to, guys. I mean, there's no way. Macon County, you know, that's all smoke and mirrors, in my opinion, Bees.
Y'all have completely changed your strategy from what you normally do.
Yeah, we're picking to win. Yeah.
Final game here, we'll pick Tyner, 6-1, at Meigs County, 7-0. That's a 2A Region 3 matchup. Now, remember, Region 3 also has Marion County in it.
Tough region.
Man, that is something. So I am – Tyner's coming off that loss last week at Marion, but I'm going with the home team, Meigs.
I'm going to take Tanner. I think Tanner's going to lose, but I'm picking Tanner to win.
I got to go with the home team mix, too. I'm a Tanner fan, but after last week, guys, they got smoked.
That's why they're going to be mad tonight and beat Meigs.
No, Meigs County.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. 5.5 minutes away from kickoff. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Going to cover all areas, offense, defense, and that overall key.
Yeah, offensively, I think you got to strike early and often and leave no doubt in this one, guys, you know, and be sharp doing it, because we saw a little of that sloppiness creep in last week at times. Tonight, Clay County just needs to tighten it all up and go into attack mode and pour it on the Yellow Jackets tonight. And on defensive side, just same old story. Grundy County's got some size up front, but we've seen this faster, more athletic Dog D dominate size. And I think you're going to see that again tonight. Levi Garrett back in the lineup, that's going to help. And overall, I think the most important thing is not getting caught up in all the hype, guys. You know, Clay County's unbeaten. They're big favorites here tonight, and everybody's telling them how good they are. So as long as they come out and play their game, they'll be fine. But if they think they've got it won before it starts, we could see a mess like we did in the second quarter last week, you know. But these guys have answered the bell, and like I've said before, these dogs are on a mission, and this is just the next step. It's time for them to take care of business again tonight.
Sounds good. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmorgan, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently is 72 degrees. It will maintain pretty much throughout the game, 71 at halftime, 71 at the end of the game. It's very moist out, 91% humidity. We have had a little bit of rain today. You could call it non-measurable almost, a couple hundredths maybe. There is a 19% chance right now, 24% at halftime, and it climbs to a 35% throughout the contest. Winds out of the south at 2 miles an hour. There is a cold front working its way across Tennessee. The timing's been all over the place. We may or may not see rain during this game. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. We ask Coach Edwards for his thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Coach, go ahead and cover it all just like their agency does. This is a spot you've been in as a coach before, having a team that's favored, going against a bigger opponent maybe, big undefeated streak rolling right now. What's your words on it?
Well, yeah, I think Grundy's depth kind of equalizes this game up a little bit. We've been kind of beaten, banged up a little, but, you know, most of our guys are back tonight. Really, Grundy's just a big grinded-out team. I think we got to stop the run, first of all. And secondly, you know, use our speed, move the ball, get it to our playmakers. I believe we'll be fine.
There you go, folks. That's the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Senior night here in Salina, almost time for kickoff. Levi Garrett back on the field for Clay County. Going to be kicking off from left to right from our vantage point here at the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Grundy County going to be returning it right to left. Grundy County, the visiting squad, they wear purple helmets, white jerseys, white pants, purple numerals on those white jerseys. Clay County, the home team, dressed in black from head to toe, helmets, pants, and jerseys, gold numerals on those black jerseys. They look good tonight. Pretty good crowd has assembled here. Some folks perhaps stayed away due to the weather forecast. It was a bit unknown. Glad to see Levi out. He had been out with a dislocated elbow. That left elbow wrapped up pretty heavy tonight, but his foot's fine as he approaches and kicks it off to get things started here. A Yellow Jacket's going to fog on the thing back around the Grundy 21, and Clay County going to start the defensive side, so we'll call off the starters on that side. State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Nose guard, freshman, first start of his career, Worm Smith at nose. Defensive tackles, sophomore Austin Anderson, junior Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, senior Wade Coons, senior Eli Smith, junior Joseph Markham. Outside backers, sophomore Weston Birdwell, junior Jimmy Burchett. Cornerbacks, Nate Adams, a freshman, Carson Sharp, a senior, and the safety Alec Kerr. That's been the State Farm defensive starting lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Grundy County going to go to the ground on first down. They pick up a few. I see four leading the attack there. There's a zero behind that four. It is senior Eli Smith recording the stop, his 25th on the season. Came in essentially his first game, you could say, was the third game against Cornersville Thomas, and he's been great coming on and playing football here.
Yeah, he's played well so far, Daniel, and you see him grow each game. As he gets one under his belt, you see a little more out of Eli Smith, and that's what you want to see from a new player.
Grundy County with it, playing it out of the shotgun, too wide to the right, a running back at either hip, hand off to a tailback. He's met hard. He tried to run off of right tackle, and he's met there by Perea, sophomore Weston Birdwell. He was in on it, one of the primaries, but who was that main guy?
Wade Coons, senior Wade Coons coming off, reading that one perfectly. And was it for a loss, Daniel?
I think no gain.
Okay.
Opening drive of the contest for Grundy County here. They took over at their own 21, 79 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Currently, they have it 3rd and 4 with the ball resting at the Grundy 27. Big play here. If Clay County can keep the Yellow Jackets from getting the sticks here, likely a Grundy punt will ensue. Third down play. Grundy's went to the ground on 1st and 2nd down. We'll see what they choose here. 2 wideouts to either side. Quarterback in the gun. It's number 18. He releases to the flat. Ball caught.
Short.
Tackle immediately made by Jimmy Burge. It's going to be about a yard short of the sticks from our vantage point. We'll have to see where they mark it.
Just a quick out to that far sideline, Daniel, and he just, you know, that's kind of a cardinal sin. You got to get to the sticks before you turn it out. He broke it off before the sticks, and Burchett, I think, has stopped him short.
Official timeout on the field. Going to measure this thing. It is very close. I think it is. Sophomore quarterback Cecil Rogers for Grundy, listed at 6'1", 170 pounds. And we'll call off some of these Grundy sizes as we go through the night. I know their biggest guy, number 79, Dawson. How did you decide to say that, Coach? Misielek, that's it. Dawson Misielek, he's listed a senior at 6'4", 295 pounds. Thomas, how short were they?
Looked like about a foot, Daniel. It's going to bring up 4th down.
4th and 1 foot. Grundy County fairly deep in their own territory here, sitting around their own 32. They're on the road. They're rolling the dice. Sophomore quarterback Cecil Rogers going to go up under center for this one. Potential quarterback sneak. There's a fullback behind him, 2 wideouts to the side. Rogers under center, going to play a hard count. Clay Kennedy does not jump. Here's the snap. They've stood him up. Does he have any forward progress?
I think so. He got those big guys in the backfield, got up behind him, and had to push. Great job by Markham walking up, and McCoon's walking up over center, and the freshman, Worm Smith, holding up in there at nose guard. Only about a 1 yard gain, Daniel, but it's just enough to keep the jacket drive going.
5th play of this opening drive for Grundy County. 9:15 ticking, first quarter, scoreless contest. Grundy driving from right to left. They have it at their own 36. Rogers backs up to the shotgun, running back on either hip, a wide out to either side. Here's the snap. Going to throw the slant pass to the left. Ooh. Nearly picked off by Carson Sharp during senior night festivities pregame. CCHS principal Tia Arms announced that Carson has 11 interceptions on his career. We almost saw number 12.
Yeah, really close. And it was because of the pressure, Daniel. We saw Markham and others coming on that one. Coach Mike Dickerson dialing up the pressure early, bringing the blitz. Quarterback had to get rid of it quick. And honestly, he threw it before anyone was looking, including Carson Sharper. It would have been a pick.
Grundy player down the field for injury. We'll go to break. 9:34 mark, first quarter. Clay County none, Grundy none.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, 2nd and 10. Grundy player up and off the field. Not too serious an injury. Just needed a minute there. Incomplete pass on 1st down. Does set it up 2nd and 12. Clock is stopped at the 9:34 mark. 6th play of this Grundy drive coming. Rogers in the gun. 2 wideouts left. Running back on either hip. 1 wideout to the right. Here's the snap. Hands off the fullback, tackle for loss made.
Markham.
Joseph Markham, the junior inside linebacker. What a football player he is, getting a big tackle for loss.
That's about the 3rd play we've seen him walk up over the nose, Daniel, and just go.
He's a man.
I think that's Coach Dickerson realizing he's stacking the box on this running attack and just bringing the heat, and it's working so far.
Loss of 5, perhaps 6 on the play, 3rd and 15. Grundy with it at their own 28. They're going backwards. 3 wideouts to the right. No, that's not a wideout. Yeah, 3 wide right, 1 left. Rogers to throw. Has all day. He's deep down the sideline. Going to be intercepted. Alec Kerr with it. Kerr at the 40. Now the 45. Trying to get the 50, cannot do it. Alec going to go down. Nice interception by Alec Kerr. Good strong ball by Rogers. Strong enough that he outthrew his receiver. Kerr turned into the receiver. Caught the football and headed the other way. Clay County going to take over 8:42 mark. First quarter, and I know the Dogs will play quickly. They start with it at their own 47. 53 yards in front of them to get to the Grundy end zone.
Yeah, you're right about Kerr, and he showed his closing speed on that one too, Daniel. I didn't think he could get to that ball, and he got there and hauled it in. It looked like a perfect pass from the Jacket quarterback.
Adams in the gun, hand off to Sharp. Sharp off of the left side behind Coons and Garrett. Gets about five. Nice gain. They may spot him short of five. They're putting it right on the 50. So pick up a three, making it second and seven. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams in the gun. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Markham the fullback, Sharp the tailback. Markham goes in motion left to right. Here's the snap. Hand off again to Sharp. He's around right side. Has room. 45, 40. Almost got down the sideline. Gets knocked out of bounds right at the 40. Going to be a pickup of 10, I do believe. We'll have to check the official spot. Sharp looks good.
Sharp looks great, but I tell you what, that offensive line looked good on that one, Daniel. Got the push, and then Markham came in motion, turned around, and got the corner for Sharp, sealing it, and then Alec Kerr blocking downfield on that one, too, and here comes the Dogs.
First and 10 from the Grundy 40. Adams in the gun, hand off to Sharp. Inside zone play, picks up around one, not much that time. Up front for Clay County tonight, left tackle Wade Coons, left guard Levi Garrett, center Stone Lynn, right guard senior Luke Thompson, and right tackle sophomore Hayden McGee. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. Pick up a one on Sharp that time, setting up second nine at the Grundy 39. Adams in the gun, Kern Markham split to the right. Spivey and Burch at the left. Adams under pressure, steps away, releases deep downfield, has Kerr. Kerr hangs on to it somehow. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Alan Kerr. But a penalty flag down. This one going to come back. I believe we might see a false start penalty against Clay County. Kerr went into motion prior to the snap. He may have approached the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure, but Thomas Adams heaved it up. Good strong arm by him, but what about that catch by Alec Kerr?
Yeah, combo right on the outside with Kerr in motion. Kerr made a little move and then went deep. Adams, I don't know, bought some time, got that one loose, and then Kerr had to come back 5 yards, high, peaked that ball to come down with it, and then got into the end zone. What a play, but all for naught, Daniel.
I tell you, Alec Kerr, folks, if you hadn't seen him play, we can't actually describe exactly how good he is. Outstanding football player, one of the best I've seen. Officials talking about this penalty. It was something around the line of scrimmage.
I think you're looking at a hold. While Adams was scrambling there out to the outside, maybe, Daniel, it's probably a hold.
I think you're right, because he did end up rolling to the right and likely a hold off of the right side of that offensive line. They're going to back Clay County up. An opportunity for more yardage here for the Dogs. It's going to be retreated back to the Clay County 43, where the down will be replayed. Going to be first and around 20 from that mark. To get a first down, they'd have to advance to the Grundy. Actually, yeah, second, Thomas, you're right. They'd have to advance to the Grundy 37 for a first down. It is at the Clay County 43, second and a little over 20. Adams in the gun. Off sides, Grundy. That's going to help. 5 yards back in Clay County's favor there. Penalties flying early, Coach.
Yep, that's the second one. Two in a row, back-to-back.
So we're still waiting for the fourth play of this dog drive. The first three plays have all been sharp runs. The big Kerr and Adams hookup did not count. Had to replay that one for Holden. Second and 16. Ball at the Clay County 47. 48, we'll call it. Adams with it, looking to pass. Releases to the left. Ball was deflected at the line of scrimmage. Big number 78. Well, they don't have a 78. Must have been 79. Was that Misielek that did that, Coach? Yeah, that's big Misielek. Got a hand on it. 6'4", 295-pound Dawson Misielek, number 79, sitting in there playing that right side defensive tackle. What a unit.
He's a specimen from here. He's pretty large. I'd hate to be down there next to him.
3rd and 15. After the incomplete pass, Adams to pass again on 3rd and long. Rolls to the right under pressure. Releases downfield. Has Kerr. It's going to be out of bounds, though. They had Kerr on the corner route. They hit that one several times this year. Joe Burns, I think we hit it. I know we did last week up at Scott County. Didn't score on the play, but picked up around 39. So Clay County going to have it 4th and 15 after the incomplete pass from their own 48-yard line. Where Coach Johnson going to choose to punt it away. Smart decision there on coach's part. Play fielded field position early. You're 4th and 15. Need to kick it away. Markham does so. Going to be fielded by Yellow Jacket. No, he lets it go out of bounds. So Grundy going to take over around the 20. Be 1st and 10, 7:05 mark, first quarter, 0-0 the score.
Yeah, just a tough break there for Clay County on that penalty, bringing back that score. And honestly, Daniel, what we saw from there on out was pressure. These big defensive linemen getting pressure on Adams, making him flush to the outside, not giving him time to find Kerr when he's wide open down the field, that kind of thing. So that's something to look for moving forward for the Bulldog offense, is this offensive line holding up to this big defensive line of the Jackets.
Grundy taking over at their own 18, an 82-yard field between them and the Bulldog end zone. Rogers goes under center, quick screen thrown left side and called, or right side rather. Pretty good gain there by the Yellow Jacket receiver. Good for around 11, and he motions first down.
Yeah, like you said, just a little quick screen, two receivers flooding the outside, one coming underneath behind the line of scrimmage. You got it too quick, and a good blocking out in front of it, Daniel. That was Markham having to run it down from the backside.
Grundy going to play it 1st and 10 from their own 30. 6:49 mark, first quarter. 0-0 the score. Grundy with their second offensive possession. Rogers in the gun. The sophomore quarterback rolls to the left, dumps it to the flat. Incomplete pass. Great coverage by sophomore Weston Burgle right in the hip pocket of the receiver, who was number 81, Kyler Cantrell, a junior.
Yeah, you can't play it any better than what Burgle did right there. Just a flood route to this near sideline, and he was right in his pocket, just like you said. Got the offhand in just as the ball arrived. Just a great play by sophomore.
2nd and 10 now after the incomplete pass. First quarter going slowly because of some of these incomplete passes we've seen. 6:44 mark and the clock is stopped. Grundy with it here. Fixing the snap on the 3rd play of this possession. Rogers hands off to a tailback. He's off the left side, gets turned back into the middle and met by a host of dogs. I'm going to let you watch that pile, Thomas, and tell us the primary stopper.
Hard to call underneath there. As Eli Smith over the top. I think that might have been Hunter Kyle's first stop of the night.
Kyle, the TDS top performer at Scott County a week ago. Great performance up there. Had 7 stops, multiple of them behind the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 10. No gain on that carry.
You know, up front in this 3-3 stack, one veteran-type player with Worm Smith, the freshman, and the sophomore Austin Anderson. Those guys playing pretty well so far.
Certainly are. Levi Garrett not playing on the defensive side of the football right now. Coming back with that elbow injury, just playing offense. Rogers under pressure, heaves it away, intercepted. Nate Adams,
a big six
touchdown. It wasn't a real long one, around 25 yards, but it's good for 6. Touchdown,
yeah.
Clay Kenny, touchdown Nate Adams on the defensive side.
Yeah, and just a great break on the ball, Daniel. The quarterback got it out there, got it out quick, another flood route to the far sideline. Adams broke on it, kind of like Kerr did on the last one. But he was going in the right direction this time and took it to the house.
Levi Garrett on to attempt the point after. Adams to hold. Jimmy Burchett, I believe, takes care of the long snapping duties. 5:46 mark, first quarter, Clay County up 6-0. Snap, set, kicks away, and it is a beauty. 7-9, Clay County, 5:46, first quarter.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County up 7-9 after freshman Nate Adams with the pick six touchdown there. Levi Garrett bangs it through, giving the Dogs a 7-9 lead. Junior Garrett going to kick off. Big high pooch kick. Going to be caught by Yellow Jacket. Actually, he bobbles it, has to fall on it. Grundy County has not done a good job fielding kickoffs yet tonight. Hopefully they don't get the hang of it. So Grundy County going to take over for their third possession of this contest. 5:42 mark, first quarter, Dogs up 7-9. Grundy going to play it first and 10 from their own 28, 72-yard field between them and the Dog end zone.
Yeah, and that's what you get, Daniel, when you tempt or try out this Bulldog defensive backfield. Two possessions, two interceptions for the Dog defense.
Exactly. That's what excites me about that big showdown with Gordonsville. They like to throw, but we like to intercept. Grundy with it. Rocks it under center. Under pressure. Has to run. Going to get one or two before Wade Coons and a bunch of other Dogs brings him down. Got to credit the big senior middle linebacker with the stop there, even though he had help. If not for Wade taking him on head-to-head, he could have got some more yardage. Pick up a two. Nice job by Rogers to get what he got. Second and eight now with the ball at the Grundy 31.
And still more pressure. That came from the outside, Daniel. I'm not sure if that was another walk-up by Birdwell and goal or if that was an offside corner blitz, but there was some pressure brought in off that far side.
Coach Dickerson is going to send those linebackers a lot tonight with the smaller three up front, not John Hamilton playing tonight, not Levi Garrett on defense. Keaton Arms still out of the defensive side.
Come
again. He's
going to
blitz them backers. Second and eight. Rogers to throw, screen pass set up, caught, nothing doing though. Little to no gain. They're going to pick up around two, setting them up in third and six. I would have not liked to have been number eight, Turner Cash, a senior running back for Grundy that time. He had about five Dogs converge on him.
Yeah, Kyle laying the lumber on that one, and then the other four coming in, Daniel, and you saw the pressure right there again. Made him get rid of that one, just dumped it off underneath. And again, you can't get away from the closing speed of this Bulldog defense.
Can't do it. They pursue so well, whether it's lateral, north and south defensively, just such a great job of gang tackling this nasty Dog defense. Third and five, pick up a three on the screen pass, a wide out to, or two wide outs to the right, one to the left. Rogers in the gun, running back at his right hip, pass play set up, throws to the backside, has a man, going to be intercepted.
Right three.
This Jimmy time, Burchett. It's Jimmy Burchett. Here he comes. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to go. 10, 5. Waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Jimmy Burchett. They were coming to the south. He stepped out of bounds. Clay County up 13-9 at the 3:47 mark first quarter. Thomas, they haven't had a single offensive score. Two pick sixes.
Two pick sixes, three interceptions so far. Why do you keep going back to the well? Kind of like the other night. Why do you keep kicking it to Alec Kerr on a punt? Well, you know, we talked about Grundy coming in here with this run game. Well, listen, they're throwing it all over the yard, and they're paying for it. Jimmy Burchett with an interception, pick six, and Adams back-to-back pick sixes for Clay County.
Garrett on the point after is true, 14-9. Clay County leads Grundy, 3:47 left, first quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Coming back live mid-kickoff, Garrett put it away, picked up by Yellow Jack around the 25. He has some room around right side, gets in front of the visiting sideline, up to around the 40 before he's run out of bounds. I'm going to credit Carson Sharp. No?
I believe it's Jeff Spivey, maybe recording his first stop of his career, Daniel, playing special teams.
That's right. We've not seen Spivey defensively, but he was on that special teams, and give the senior on senior night here at John Tibbles Field his first defensive tackle. Grundy County trailing 14-9, 3:39 mark, first quarter. They take over for their fourth offensive possession. Best field position of the night for them to start a drive. They have it at their own 41, a 59-yard field in front of them. Rogers in the gun, hands off. Tailback's going to get about two. Thomas, you asked why they keep throwing. Well, because Clay County's so stingy with the run game, they only pick up around 2 yards per carry.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's Wade Coons, his third stop of the night there, Daniel. And I don't know. I believe I'll keep it on the ground, even though I'm down two scores here for a little while anyway.
Just make everything four down territory.
Yeah.
Hope to pick it up. Second and seven, pick up a three on that one. Grundy playing with it from their own 44. One wide to the left. Actually, one wide out to either side. There's a tight end somewhere. I believe on the right side. Fullback and tailback in the backfield with Rogers in the gun. Handoff, tackle, four loss. Give it to Joseph Markham. Alec Kerr helping out. That's going to back them up to their own 40. Going to call that a loss of four, setting up third and 11. What about the pursuit, Thomas? They hand off, trying to get to the edge. Markham drops them for a 4-yard loss.
Yeah, and that's just all instinct is what that is. Markham read that one from the start, and he just took the perfect angle and got him in the backfield out here on the edge.
Grundy with it, third and 11. Passing situation. Dogs with three interceptions already. Two of them pick sixes. Will Grundy go to the ire? They do. Play action pass. Rogers rolls to the right. Ball away. Caught in the flat. Going to be nice little peek up for them. Stop short of the sticks, though. And if I'm Grundy, I'm playing for it here on fourth down. They're going to have it fourth and around three, about 2 yards from midfield at the Yellow Jacket 48.
And nice little play right there. It looked like it all, was all flowing to this near sideline, and boom, play action, pulled it out of the gut, reverse field, and then had a little crosser underneath Daniel and hit him quick. And you're right, fourth and about long three.
Grundy going to punt. They've got the punt team on the field anyway. Alec Kerr, ever dangerous, standing at the Clay County 20-yard line, waiting to receive this Grundy punt. Long snaps away, kicks away, high end over end kick. Not a real long one, though. Going to be downed by Yellow Jacket at the Clay County 32, where the Dogs take over. This only the second offensive possession for Clay County, Thomas. That first time, Dogs ran five plays, then punted, had a big penalty that brought back a touchdown pass between Kerr and Adams.
Yeah, this kind of bogged them down. A total of 14 yards so far, all on the ground from Carson Sharp is the official stats for Clay County offense so far.
Dogs up 14-9. They play it from their own 32. Adams in the gun. Two wide right, one to the left, hand off to Sharp, around right side. Carson puts his foot on the ground, gets around the edge, 40, 45, brought down. First down and more for Carson Sharp. Looking very crisp here tonight. They announced earlier in the pregame festivities, Sharp coming into tonight, 321 carries on his career for 13 touchdowns, over 1,700 yards, and he gets several more there. It's now at the Clay County 45. Hand off to Carson again, brought down at the line of scrimmage, no gain. On that play, second and 10. Clay County up 14-9 thanks to a Nate Adams and Jimmy Burchett pick six. And the Dogs with it here. Second and 10 from their own 45, 55 yards between them and the Grundy end zone. Adams with it, has time to pass, releases, incomplete. A little high for his first cousin, Jimmy Burchett.
Yeah, and again, pressure from the Yellow Jackets up front there, Daniel. Just made Adams release that one a little early and sailed it a little high.
Clock stops with 39 seconds left in the first quarter after the incomplete pass.
Big third down here for Clay County. I need to get something going here on the offensive side. Three to the top, Daniel. Let's see if they go that way.
Markham made himself down here to the bottom of the formation. They throw to the flat, trying to hook up again for around five, and it's incomplete. Grundy with a nice job so far on pass coverage.
Yeah, that was just that flood route we've seen work time after time for Clay County. You get three on the out route and one sitting it down underneath. Just a little bit behind Kerr. He couldn't get spun around to catch that one. Adams a little off to start this one.
Markham on for his second punt of the night. So two Clay County offensive possessions, two punts. They do lead 14-0, though, thanks to the defensive efforts. Markham kicks it away. High punt by Markham. Going to hit it to Grundy, 30. Take a huge Bulldog bounce. Rolls down into beyond the Grundy 20, where Alec Kerr is going to hustle down and touch it down there. Yellow Jacket's going to start pretty deep once again. Markham's such a great punter. You don't talk about punting a lot in high
right.
school, but he's been so huge. If I'm not mistaken, I guess his freshman year, Jake Ashlock took care of the punt. And then starting last year, Markham took on those duties. And he's a weapon in that regard.
Yeah, and you got to have it, Daniel. You know, like you said, especially at the high school level, you don't see many punts beyond 25, 30 yards on average. And you see Markham getting beyond that on a regular basis.
Fifth possession of this quarter for Grundy. They play it first and 10 from their own 18. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Rogers in the gun, hands off to a running back. He's got room here. Going to get close to first down yardage before he's brought down by two different dogs. Markham involved, but he was not the primary tackler. Give credit there to Eli Smith. No?
Yeah.
Eli Smith on the stop. Could be the quarter there. The clock runs, 10 seconds left. First down for Grundy, their biggest offensive play of the night so far, I feel safe to say. And the horn sounds. 14-9 at the end of one. Clay County trying to go to 8-0 on the year, become only the third Bulldog program, or the third Bulldog team in program history to ever do it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County up 14-0 to start the second quarter. Grundy with it, first and 10. They're going to play it from their own 29-yard line, 71 yards between them and the dog end zone.
Yeah, Clay County a good start defensively. Offensively, two drives, two punts, Daniel. The only positive we've seen is Sharp on the ground.
Yeah, Carson's looked good. Of course, had the big hookup between Adams and Kerr, but it was all for naught because of the hold penalty. Sophomore quarterback Cecil Rogers in the gun for AAA Grundy County, who's made the two-hour trip up here north tonight. Tackle for all of give credit to Eli Smith again. No, Austin Anderson. Both of them have the wrist taped up. Look very similar. Similar build. Austin Anderson, he's played great on this defensive front. Coach Johnson kind of realized he last year he played him at linebacker. He came to the realization, I like him better up here, and he's blossoming at that tackle position.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Three guys up there we never expected really to even play defensive line, Daniel, and they're starting in this game, and they're excelling.
They've got big motors, each and every one of them. Combined, they probably don't weigh 350. Rodgers to throw on second and 12. Completed pass. Very little gain, though. Going to be third and around 7. Pick up of around 5, just a little flat pass. And really, that's all Clay County is giving up. They're giving up the 5-yard flat and quickly converging on it and not giving up more yardage after the catch. Pick up a 7 there, making it third and 5.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the only thing that's been working for the Yellow Jackets so far. And we'll give them that. And keep it in front of you, Daniel, and that's all you can ask for.
Fourth play of this Grundy possession coming. Rodgers with it. Little draw play, hand off to the halfback. He's going to advance up around 4 yards worth of pickup there, making it fourth and a long one. Grundy got a decision to make here. Their head coach, his last name is Bryant. Where's it at? Nick Bryant. Grundy head coach got a decision here, fourth and one. The ball does sit at the Yellow Jacket 38. But he's down 14-0, Thomas, on the road. You may go for it here.
Well, we saw him do it on the opening drive, Daniel. He went for it deep in his own territory. I think he will hear anything 2 yards and under. I think he's going to try to get a push up front. Let's see if he doesn't go back under center. Nope, still in the shotgun.
Rodgers in the gun, running back behind him. 2 wide left, 1 to the right.
Now, here he goes.
Rodgers now up. Timeout going to be taken, I believe. What's that mean, Coach? It's not delay of game.
No flag on the field.
I couldn't see
walking
through
back.
This dark window on the other side. I'm not sure what's going on.
He did this. It's almost like an intentional foul signal from basketball. I think he just maybe missed the delay of game. 5-yard penalty, 4th and 6. Now, Grundy going to have to punt. 10:21 mark, second quarter. Kerr back to receive. Stands at his own 40. That's Burchett. No, it's Kerr. Kerr with it. At the 38. Here he comes. 50.
There he goes.
45. 40. 2 men to beat. And he cannot beat them. A great return, though, by the All-State junior. Second Clay County up with their best field position of the night here on their third possession. Going to have it around, not around, but directly on the Grundy. 28. A short 28-yard field in front of the Dogs here. On their third offensive possession.
What a weapon on special teams that we have in both. We've seen Jimmy Burchett do it with a big kick return last week. We've seen Alan Kerr do it with a punt return. They don't have to get it in the end zone, Daniel. But when you get it this close, just look what it does for your offense.
Adams in the gun, 1st and 10. Ball at the Grundy 28. Burchett in motion, jet pass to him. Jimmy around right side, does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle made by Yellow Jacket. I'd like to know his number is a fine play. I'd like to credit him with it. It looks like maybe number 33. They don't have one, so that's not right. Anyway, loss of yardage there, Thomas, 2nd and 14.
Yeah, Carson Sharp, I almost got the edge seal for Burchett, and he did get the block, the initial block, but it's the free runner on the outside bringing Burchett down for a big loss.
Ball at the Grundy 34. Jet sweep this time, going to Kerr. Alec, can get it done. Touchdown, Alec Kerr. Touchdown, Clay County. Just give him the football, and he takes it to the end zone.
Yeah, great blocking on the edge here. Got the corner, Daniel. Jeff Spivey, I think, with a kickout block on this outside receiver. And when Kerr gets a crease, he takes it, this time 34 yards to the house.
Garrett on for the PAT. Clay County up 20-0 at the 9:14 mark. We probably don't talk enough about Kerr. What an outstanding football player. Just I'm going to use the term Coach Johnson uses sometimes, a generational talent. He can do anything.
He can, Daniel. We see it all over the field. And, you know, we've got multiple players like that on this team. But Alec Kerr stands out when you put the ball in his hand.
21-0 the lead. Levi Garrett good on the PAT. 9:14 mark, second quarter. And AP, 5th-ranked Clay County, getting all over visiting AAA Grundy County.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to John Teeble's Field here in Salina, where Clay County now leads 21-0. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. It just took two plays, Daniel, after Alan Kerr had a deep punt return to set Clay County up at their own 28. Burchett went backwards, and then Kerr 34 yards to the house to give us this three-scored lead. Again, this dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Grundy County going to take over after Worm Smith records the tackle on the kickoff. Yellow Jackets have it at their own 32. 68-yard field in front of 9:08 mark. Second quarter, Dogs up by three scores, 21-9. Sophomore quarterback Cecil, forget his last name, Rogers in the gun. Reverse set up on the field. Clay County sniffed it out. They miss a tackle. They miss two tackles. The third man doesn't miss.
Austin Anderson lowering the boom.
Such a violent player.
He is, and I love to watch him, Daniel. We've seen him on the offensive side against Red Bull and Springs, lower his shoulder and just kill guys, and he did it again right there on his second stop of the night.
Credit head coach Jake Johnson and defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson with dialing up the heat on this dog defense. Coach Dickerson said earlier in the week, said, Mr. Strong said, what do you do when you got three undersized defensive linemen? I don't, just get everybody moving, you know, don't let them get caught up. He said, you're going to see a lot of moving come Friday night, and that's what we're seeing, just all kinds of pressure. Great play by the boys executing the game plan. Second and eight, handoff inside, tackle made, and it's none other than number 60, senior Wade Coombs, textbook tackle by the Mike linebacker.
He's playing great so far, leading the team in tackles with four so far. A lot of time left in this first half already, Daniel, and Wade Coons making a statement just like he does about every game.
Third and six now, 7:55 and Tiggin, second quarter. Clay County leads 21-9. Grundy with it. From their own 36, they have played the majority of this game on their end of the field.
Anderson hobbled off there. I think we've got 55 in there, Daniel, with this left defensive tackle now.
That'd be senior Luke Thompson. Rogers with it, rolls to the left on third and seven, has time, releases downfield, intercepted. Was that Eli Smith? Did he hang on?
I can't see.
It was Smith. He did not hang on.
Okay.
I thought we had our fourth interception of the contest. Not to be so, with a incomplete pass, fourth and seven. For Grundy, they're going to have to punt again. Grundy, not a bad football team at all. A triple-A program. They don't have a great record, 1-5, I think, but, you know, they I've seen a lot worse football teams, Thomas. We've played worse football teams this year. Dogs just swarming defensively tonight. And,
yeah.
You know, the Grundy defense has held us at bay somewhat on the other end.
They have. You know, yardage-wise, they haven't done much offensively in this game except for the big strike by Alec Kerr on that run. Other than that, Clay County scored on the defensive side, as this one Kerr's not going to get a shot at.
Clay County going to take over at their own 24. This is going to be their
3rd possession of the first half.
That's what I thought. I'd wrote something down on the wrong part on my notes. 3rd possession, Thomas, as you say. No, 4th. Kerr scored on the 3rd one, did he not?
I guess you're right.
We punted twice prior to that. 4th possession for Clay County here in this first half. 7:19 mark, second quarter, Dogs lead. 21-9, as we said, ball setting as a Clay County 24, 76-yard field in front of him. Handoff to Sharp, Sharp around the right side, gets the corner, goes north and south. Ooh, good pursuit there by the Yellow Jackets. They stop him. They actually lost one. I thought Carson had got the edge, but good linebacker play out of Grundy.
They back it up, Daniel?
Yep. Second and 12. Who made that? One of the Grundy linebackers. Just a great play by him. Sharp losing two there. Second and 12, playing from the 22 now. Adams in the gun. Throws the slant. The seam. Caught by Kerr. Kerr, spin move. Still on his feet. Now going to be brought down. Oh, there he goes. 50. 45.
Adams Kerr.
Foot race. And he is going to go all the way in the end zone. Adams Kerr. The junior all-star, Coach Edwards, showing just why he's the man tonight.
He just split the middle right there, guys. He's fun to watch, I'll say that.
Then a 68-yard touchdown started at the 78. Started at Clay County 22. Seam pass, Kerr out of the slot on the left side of the formation. Adams does what he does, steps up in the pocket, hits him in stride. Kerr has a spin move around midfield, hit by two other Yellow Jackets, breaks those tackles. Then it's a foot race, Thomas, and we know how it turned out.
That one had it all. Great throw by Adams to get it on him quick. Kerr looks up, sees two guys, jukes one, gets hit by the other, spins, reverses out, and then, like you said, turned on the jets. He had a guy closing on him, drug him down at about the two-yard line, catapulted into the end zone. It had it all.
Garrett on for the PAT, and he was true on it. He's 4-4 on the night. 28-9 Clay County. 6:27 mark, second quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 28-0, 6:27 to go here in the first half. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. It's becoming a theme, two plays and they're in the end zone. And Nate Adams finds Alec Kerr for a 78-yard touchdown strike to put Clay County up. Four scores in this one. Two plays, touchdown. Alec Kerr. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Garrett, kickoff goes out of bounds. Grundy going to accept that penalty takeover from their own 46. It went out early to the mark they usually walk it up to. So Grundy with a good field position. First and 10 here. Clay County up 28-9, 6:21 mark, second quarter. Bit of an update on some dog injuries for you. Keaton Arms cleared yesterday for participation. He did practice a little bit this week, getting his feet back under him. He suited out tonight. It's Wade Coons with another huge stop. Eli Smith right with him. But from the thump that I heard, it had to be Coons or in the boom.
Yeah, it was Coons. They kind of Coons just a split second quicker than Smith as they both closed on the ball. Coons' fifth stop of the night. He's really playing well, Daniel. The seniors, all of them playing well tonight.
No gain. Second 10. Back to the injury update. Arms is dressed tonight for the first time since week two. We could see him in limited action. Probably will hold him until next week up at York, get his feet back under him before that big showdown with Gordonsville in week 11. Grundy with it. Second 10, handoff inside. Have a little room here. Nice run. Eli Smith on the tackle. Unfortunately, about 10 yards downfield, though. We're going to have to see if they move the sticks. Grundy advances into Clay County territory. Going to be marked down at the 46.
And the blitz biting the Bulldogs a little bit on that one. Overran that play. Markham kind of ran past the guy, reached back to grab him around the waist to bring him down. Just couldn't do it. Smith making the stop downfield, though.
First and 10, Grundy. They've advanced the thing up to the Bulldog 46. The second time tonight, they've been in dog territory. A penalty earlier backed them up, though. As we mentioned earlier, Levi Garrett back tonight after dislocated elbow. He's playing defensively. John Hamilton not suited out tonight. John had an ankle issue. Ooh, hit the backfield tackle, missed by Anderson. It was not missed by Joseph Markham, though. Anderson stopped the forward progress, lost the hold on him. Markham come in and cleaned it up.
This Dog defense just leaving no doubt, Daniel. We've talked about it all night long, but we have to. It's right here in front of us, just total domination at the point of attack.
Also four Grundy backing it up the midfield of the 50.
Make that the third tackle for loss for Joseph Markham.
He's just on one. Wade Coon, same thing. Just getting it done tonight. Second and 14. We're not surprised by it. They get it done every Friday. It's just really getting poured on thick tonight. Ball on the ground. Rogers picks it up. Struggles to get the line of scrimmage. He was in the gun set.
I think you ought to give that one to the freshman, Worm Smith, getting off the bottom of that pile.
No doubt. And what a tip of the hat from Coach Johnson to Worm Smith, giving him the start against this massive Grundy offensive line. And Smith been disrupted.
He has been. He's holding up well in there. And you talked about it, just a strong kid, not a huge kid, strong enough to make a move and mean enough to get through the line.
Quick, you see Anderson, Kyle, and Smith up front. It's the quickness. That's what's giving these bigger linemen fits, that explosive quickness. Grundy with it at midfield, 3rd and 14. Rogers to pass, has time, rolls to the left. No, they've changed quarterbacks. That's not Rogers anymore. We've got a first down on a scramble. Could be more. And it's a nice play by Grundy. The quarterback now is no longer sophomore Cecil Rogers. It's number one, another sophomore, Javon Brown. Brown with a nice play, Coach Edwards, putting some stats in the Grundy County offensive column there.
By far the largest gain of the night for Grundy. Looks like he picked up about 23 yards to me.
Ball set now at the Clay County 27. Grundy threatening Clay County comfortably, leading though at the moment 28-9. 3:07 mark and ticking, second quarter. Yellow Jackets with it, double set, two wideouts to the side. Brown with it, rolls left. Releases to the flat. Ball caught. No, he didn't hang on long enough. What a disruptive big hit.
That's Carson Sharp bringing the lick right there, Daniel. Again, we talked about these seniors. Clay County didn't like giving up that big play, and they're making the Jackets pay for it.
Well, the Jackets, as you cautioned them about, Thomas, have stayed away from the air for the last several plays. I quit tracking this drive, but they're probably 7-8 plays into it right now, and they've been primarily run.
And that's kind of what we expected coming into this one, Daniel. I think they tried to pull a surprise a little bit here by going to the air early in this one, and they paid for it with back-to-back pick sixes in that first quarter.
Grundy with it, second and 10 from the Clay County 27. Brown with it, hands off inside to the back. He's got a lot of room right up the gut. Another first down by the Yellow Jackets. The Grundy offensive line starting to impose their will a little bit on this smaller defensive front. Big pickup there, advancing into the red zone, right almost inside the 10. It's at the Clay County 11, so they're going to bring the sticks on down. Jackets can get a first without scoring if they get to the 1. 2:35 and ticking, second quarter.
I guess we bragged on that front a little too quick, Daniel. He's bringing the heat and maybe overrunning the play there a couple of times, and just good athletic run by the Yellow Jackets.
Brown with it, rolls left, pass away. Caught. Touchdown, Grundy. There was a host of dogs there. Great play. Good pass by quarterback Javon Brown. Catching the ball was number 5, Trey Cash, a senior wideout. Grundy making it look easy on that drive. Big chunks of yardage on the ground. Nice little touchdown pass, 11-yarder there to cap it off. And it's 28-6 right now. 2:21 mark, second quarter. Grundy on for the PAT. Going to be Cecil Rogers kicking.
Yeah, and you touched on it earlier, Daniel. This is not a bad football team.
Right.
We talked about it earlier on that they looked the part. They just this Clay County defense had them bottled up. We're seeing a little kink in the arbor for the Dog defense, and the Jackets taking advantage here as they make the extra point. It's 28-7, 2:21 to go. We'll be right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents.
For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 2:21 mark, second quarter. Dogs up 28-7. Grundy with a nice drive just a few moments ago to break the shutout drought for them. They're going to be kicking off left to right here to Clay County from our vantage point in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Onside kick attempt. Nice bounce. Well executed. Grundy is not going to have it, though. It's picked up by a dog, and I would like to know, Thomas, who that dog front lineman was. Was it Birdwell? There was a 2 on the jersey. No, it's Wassel, Tyler Wassel, the sophomore offensive and defensive lineman, who's not being used tonight. Wassel being set. We've not seen him up front. They went with the smaller, quicker defensive lineman, and he's not in that offensive lineup. But Wassel, he's got a lot of experience this season playing up front. Just a great player, and nice to have some depth there.
Yeah, he's played really well, and after that drive that Grundy just put on, we may see a little more meat in the form of Waffle on the next one.
First and 10 from the Dog 46, a 54-yard field in front of him. Carson Sharp fighting hard for yards off the left side, picks up a few. Going to advance up to the 49, pick up a 3, making it second and 7. 2:05 mark and ticket, second quarter. Clay County with all 3 timeouts left and plenty of time to put this one in the end zone. They currently lead 28-7. Dogs break huddle. Markham, Kerr, and Burgess split to the right. Jeff Spivey by himself to the left. Could go deep down the sideline to him here.
I'd like to see him take a shot. Good spot for it.
Adams in the gun. Looks to the right. Hits Burgess on the seam. Jimmy paid the price but held on to the ball. Good defensive play by number 37 for the Yellow Jackets. Caleb Hartenstein, a senior, he really lit Jimmy up, but Jimmy secured the ball, got the first down. Ball now in Grundy territory is a 38. Adams in the gun, 2 wideouts to the side, handoff to Sharp. Carson puts his foot in the ground, gets north and south through the middle of the defense, advances up to the 31. Minute 25 and ticking. Dogs with all 3 timeouts. No need to rush here. Clay County typically plays quick anyway. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams stepping over to the sideline, gets the call from offensive coordinator Chris Harris. Dogs playing right out the window from us here on this near side hash. The left side, so the wide field of the side is to the right of the formation. Adams with it, looks to the wide side. Now he comes back to the left side, wants to go to Spivey. Doesn't do it, going to run instead. Nate to the 25 and out of bounds, stopping the clock with exactly 1 minute left here in the second quarter. Nate very close to a first down. Going to be a little short, I guess. Ball sitting at the 25, and they do move those sticks. 60 seconds left. Second quarter, Dogs lead 28-7. 3 wide right, 1 wide left. Adams in the gun, Sharp is right hip. Nate rolls to the right, turns north and south towards the line, releases for Kerr on the corner route, incomplete. Pretty good ball, dumped it right over the top of his head. Alec, though, had good coverage on him from a Yellow Jacket and couldn't make the catch.
Yeah, nice, smart play, 2 in a row, really, by Adams. The scramble was good. He was looking downfield deep for Spivey. Knew better. Tucked it and run, got out of bounds. Then you saw it there, threw it where only Kerr could get to it if he could. We've seen him play well in the 2-minute drill. We've seen him do it again here. 54 seconds to go before intermission.
Second and 10 from the Grundy 25. Adams in the gun. Offside call against the Yellow Jacket front line. Adams going with the hard count. Getting 5 more yards. Going to advance it up to the edge of the red zone at the 20. Second and 5 now. Spivey by himself to the left. Sharp at the left tip of Adams. So to the right, 3 receivers. Burchett, Kerr, and Markham. Whistles blow. I think Grundy's going to take a timeout and talk about things. Timeout's called. I'm not sure which squad did. 54 seconds left, second quarter. Clay County 28, Grundy 7.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, coming out of timeout. Clay County with it at the 20. Second and 5. Threatening to score here. 54 seconds left, second quarter. Dogs do lead 28-7. Adams with it. Drops back. Seam pass thrown. And batted to the ground. Number 81 has played a good football game tonight. That's Kyler Cantrell, the junior, 6'1", 195. He's going for Kerr on the seam. He hit him earlier for a 78-yarder on it. He's trying to get the 20-yard variety for a score right there. Couldn't hook up. Third and 5 after the incomplete pass. 49 seconds left. Second quarter. Same formation. 3 wide right, 1 left. Adams in the gun. Drops back the pass. Going to go to Spivey. No, he's going to run. He wants to go to Jeff. He does release for the end zone. Spivey. No, it's intercepted. Good play. Out of bounds. Okay. Ball was caught there by the defensive back for the Yellow Jackets. Nate should have went with his first instinct on that and went ahead and kept it on the ground and ran. Could have got some yardage. Clay County's got timeouts. But, threw it in a place where it didn't count as interception. So.
Right. We don't need the end zone here. 4th and 5, Daniel. Just pick up the first down. You said we got timeouts. 40 seconds to go in the first half.
Ball being snapped from the 20. 4th and 5.
Good. Oh.
Nice pass thrown. Sharp had exited the backfield off of left side. Adams hit him. Would have been enough for the first. However, Sharp could not hang on. So a turnover on downs for Clay County. Not the finish here to the first half that the Dogs wanted. They do lead 28-7, though. So Grundy going to take over with an 80-yard field in front of them from their own 20. I guess technically it's at their, since they're going from the other nose of the football, it's sitting at their 21. That's splitting hires, but
that is.
First and 10, Grundy. 37 seconds left. We'll have to see how they choose to play this. I don't know that they'll throw deep because there's already been 2 pick sixes by Clay County. They've changed quarterbacks mid-game here on us. New quarterback hands off inside. Tackle going to be recorded and made by Markham.
That should do it.
Yeah, clock's going to tick here. 25 seconds and dwindling. Grundy advanced it up a 9-yard gain there, up to the 29. We're at second long one.
We're going to run another one. 14, 13.
Yeah, Grundy going to run one more play. Handoff, see if they hit something big, I suppose. Brown in the gun. 2 wide right, 1 left. Hands off again to Cantrell. No gain on that carry. Who do you think made that stop for the Dogs, Thomas, as the half expired?
I'm not real sure, to be honest with you. I think Anderson underneath had him, and then Coons over the top. You got to give it to the young Anderson.
First half ends. Clay County up by 3 scores, 28-7, over visiting Grundy County.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert.
he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina at John Teeples Field, where Clay County leads Grundy County 28-7. Here at intermission, and it was the Clay County defense that dominated the first quarter and pitched the shutout to get to a 14-0 lead before that first period ended with 3 interceptions, back-to-back-to-back, the last 2 of those being of the pick-6 variety. Nate Adams, with the first pick-6 from about 30 yards out, and then Jimmy Burchett with about a 60-yard pick-6 to put Clay County up 14-0 in the first quarter. The Clay County offense was kind of stagnant with 2 punts in that quarter as the defense dominated. But then in the second quarter, the offense opened it up, and it was by the big playability of Alec Kerr. They go down both as receiving touchdowns as Alec Kerr caught a little quick shovel pass on the jet sweep and took it 34 yards to the house on the first touchdown, and then Adams across the middle finding Kerr, and he took it 78 yards for the next score. And it looked like Clay County was running away with this one. It was 28-0 at that time. And then Grundy County put together a drive on the ensuing possession and drove about from about midfield or so to dent the scoreboard with their 7 points for your halftime score of 28-7. Clay County has a total of 160 yards of offense and 2 touchdowns at the break. They've rushed it 9 times for 41 yards. Adams, only 4 completions out of 12 attempts, but 119 yards passing so far thanks to the big plays to Alec Kerr. Jimmy Burchett also has a 13-yard catch, and he caught one behind the line of scrimmage for -6 to account for that 119 yards passing. Carson Sharp, the leading rusher, 8 carries for 35 yards. Adams has 1 scramble for 6 yards. Defensively, Clay County coming out strong. Senior Eli Smith, 4 stops. Wade Coons and Joseph Markham, 5 stops at halftime. Markham with 3 tackles for loss. Burchett has 4 stops and a pick-6. Kyle, 2. Anderson, 3. And then, of course, the Adams pick-6 also. So good defensive numbers. Offensive numbers, it's been about the big plays for Clay County to give them this 21-point halftime lead. Again, the Dogs lead 28-7 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org.
where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Buddy Shop Halftime Show, coming to you from the Twin Lakes Broadcast Booth, High Top John Teeples Field, Clay County leading, visiting AAA Grundy County here 28-7 at halftime, as Thomas said. Two of those scores coming early on big pick six plays. Been an exciting first half. Looking forward to the second half that'll be getting started here in just a few minutes. Right now, going to kick over to the Mighty Dog, head coach Rob Edwards. Going to go through a budget pest control scoreboard update and some stats.
Yeah, let's hit the stats here first, Daniel, for Grundy County. Pretty balanced attack. 33 plays, 20 of them on the ground, 13 through the air. 33 total plays for 112 yards. Now that 112, 49 came on that last drive. Three big chunk plays. 20 rushes, 73 yards, 6 of 13 through the air for 39 yards, 1 TD, and 3 interceptions. Could have been what led to the quarterback change.
Yeah, definitely so. I think that's why we saw them go from sophomore Cecil Rogers to sophomore Javon Brown.
Could be. Ready for a scoreboard update?
Oh, I'd love to hear.
All right. Here we go. Halftime scores. Gibbs, 14. York, 7. South Pittsburgh, 42. Sail Creek, 6. Trousdale County, 27. Whites Creek, 6. Tyner, 12. Meg, 7.
All right.
Stone. Stone, 13. Lafayette, 7. Macon County.
Yeah,
you probably do that. Oneida 14, Monterey 6, halftime. And Smith County, shutting out Jackson 28-0 at the half.
Pretty scoreboard. Good games going on.
Yeah, pretty good ones. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They've killed more bugs than windshields, Daniel.
They certainly have. Proud that they're sponsoring us here on the Horizon Sports Network. Speaking of another sponsor, it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Once again, that phone number, 931-397-9004. Last week's winners, want to congratulate them. They were Allie Atchley and Dustin Wicks, winning last week, both correctly answering their fathers as the answers. Junior Wicks and Jason Atchley last week were our answers. They are ineligible tonight. You cannot win 2 weeks in a row. So if you are not Allie Atchley and Dustin Wicks, get ready to answer. Here's the question. Heading into the eighth game of the season tonight, the Dogs are 7-0 and ranked fifth in the state. In 1990, when Salina met Monterey in their eighth game, the Dogs were also 7-0 and ranked fifth in the state. The Black and Gold destroyed the Wildcats that night with offensive scores from Eric Webb, Brian Burchett, Jason Coons, and Chris King. A special team score by Brian Burchett and a 50-yard defensive touchdown in the form of an interception return by Watt Bulldog player. Once again, heading into the eighth game of the season tonight, the Dogs were 7-0 and ranked fifth in the state. In 1990, when Salina met Monterey in their eighth game, the Dogs were also 7-0 and ranked fifth in the state. The Black and Gold destroyed the Wildcats that night with offensive scores from Eric Webb, Brian Burchett, Jason Coons, and Chris King. A special team score by Brian Burchett and a 50-yard defensive touchdown, a pick six, an interception return by Watt Bulldog player. Been 31 years, Thomas, since that took place back in 1990 during the Kirkwest pregame show. During about a Bulldog history, we talked about the 1991 season. If you have interest in hearing that, as soon as this one goes final and it's posted to the website, folks can replay and listen to that. Had a great conversation talking about your freshman year back in 1991.
Yeah, it was a great segment. Near and dear to my heart, of course. Those seniors on that team, what a group they were, and talked about them and how they welcomed us in. And and folks, you need to go back and listen to all the archives, because each week during that history segment, we chronicle a team that's on their five-year anniversary type deal, and it's good listening.
I think so. We have a winner. No surprise. Tish Markham Plumley, once again, no doubt sitting there with her husband, James Muscles Plumley. They have come up with their correct answer, and it is Scott Lynn. One of those many seniors on that 1990 squad. Scott, a 1991 graduate of Clay County High or Salina High School at the time. I believe he works as a lawyer down in Nashville for the Gaylord Incorporated. You know, huge system down there. Great player in his time. Real smart guy. And played center on offense, and I believe inside linebacker, maybe outside linebacker on defense. He had a pick six of 50 yards that night against Monterey. So Tish, once again, is going to be receiving a 6-inch Subway certificate. Also, another Horizon Sports Network sticker. I wonder where she's displaying all those things that she's got. We'll give that to her at school on Monday. And it is courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because Subway, fresh is what they do. Offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. We will do one more trivia question coming up maybe at the end of the third quarter. That one by Subway as well will only be for Horizon Sports Network sticker, though. Congratulations to Tish with that correct answer.
Yeah, you talk about Scott Lynn, of course, his brother Todd, one of our sponsors, and also Stone Lynn. There's three generations of centers And that family, Daniel.
Yeah, and even before that, if I'm not mistaken, had some wins back in the 50s and the 60s there. Carson Sharp with it on first down for Clay County. They took over with a pretty good field position at the Clay County 46, only 4 yards from midfield. Grundy had tried an onside kick there to open up the third quarter while we were reading off the outro to the Subway Trivia there. No gain for Carson on first down, setting up second and 10. We've not seen Markham with a carry tonight as running back, but honestly, it's been spread around so much with the defensive scores. Clay County's not run a ton of offensive plays. Second and 10, handoff to Carson again. He's off right side this time behind McGee and Thompson. Not much doing there. That Grundy County defensive front has come to play here in this third quarter, opening up. Once again, no gain, third and 10. Clay up 28-7. 11-minute mark, third quarter. Passing situation. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams going to be in the gun. Hash sharp behind him. Spivey playing tight end, lined up at the left. Too wide to the right, so there's another tight end elsewhere. Play action pass. Adams has time. Releases downfield for Kerr. Going to be incomplete. Good defensive coverage by Elijah Seavey, a senior DB for Grundy County. So Markham going to come on and punt for the third time tonight. Had a high boomer last time that netted probably around 40 yards.
A little underthrown there by Adams on that one. Kerr had to break off the go route down the hash marks, Daniel, to get underneath that one and actually turn into the defender, or that one could have been picked off. Good play by Kerr.
Fourth and 10. Markham to punt. Puts his foot to it. Very high kick. Going to be touched by Grundy. And I think the Yellow Jacket return man held on somehow. Very dangerous play, though. I never saw him signal fire catch, and the Dolphin defenders didn't either. So Grundy very lucky to take over here at their own 25, 75 yards away from points in the contest. The last time they touched football, Thomas, the last true drive, they took it scored. Of course, the last possession, they had two plays, and then the half got them.
Yeah, and we saw what Grundy was capable of on that drive, Daniel. Quick passes to the outside, and then the quarterback run, I think, was the big play on that one, moving it into Bulldog territory, and then the running back up the middle for the score.
Levi Garrett checking in defensively for the first time tonight at nose guard. Has that left elbow that he dislocated 2 weeks ago wrapped up and padded pretty heavily tonight. Quarterback keeper by Brown on first down. Little to no gain. He ran behind the left side of his offensive line. So it could be that Hunter Kyle was involved. I know Wade Coons was, too. Kyle probably the low man. Coons scraping over the top behind him. Wade has played great tonight. He, along with his other senior teammates, were honored pregame. Second and 7. After a pickup of 3 for Grundy here, they're going to play it from their own 27. Brown in the gun, running back at either hip, 2 wide left, 1 right. Handoff inside. Eli Smith on the stop. Couple more yards gained for Grundy. Had 11 seniors honored tonight, pregame. 3 cheerleaders, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith, all honored for their parents. 2 managers, Kaylee Riddle and Sonny Holloway. They are a huge part of this Bulldog football team, behind the scenes working every day. And then several players, Jordan Heatherly, a newcomer, transfer student, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Luke Thompson, and then the 4-year guys, Wade Coons and Carson Sharp, all honored with their parents here before the crowd on senior night. Last regular season game for Clay County. They are guaranteed a home playoff berth, though, here at home in the first round. 3rd and 2 play, handoff inside, nothing doing for the Yellow Jackets. No gain, maybe about 6 inches gained. Who was the tackler? Fourth and 1. Grundy going to get in their punt formation. Kerr sent back to receive at his own 35. Here's the long snap. Punts away, end over end kick. Going to quickly get to Kerr. He's going to have a chance. Picks it up. Oh, he muffed it. Had to fall on it. Alec got his eyes upfield at the last moment before he got the ball under his control, trying to see where the Grundy pressure was coming from so he'd know which way to move, and just couldn't field it cleanly.
Dogs going to take over pretty deep here. Ball setting at their own 27. 73-yard field in front of them, 8:31 mark third quarter. Clay County does lead 28-7, Thomas.
Two big plays by Alec Kerr kind of make up that first half offense. Clay County needs to put together a drive right here, Daniel, and get something positive going and get this offense clicking.
5-yard penalty being assessed against Grundy. Left defensive tackle stepped off sides. First and five now. Ball advanced up. Where did I say it started?
27.
Well, should be the 32 then. We'll call it that. Spivey and Burchett to the left, Kerr and Markham to the right. Adams to throw, targets Burchett. Ball is caught, little seam pass inside, settled down in the soft part of the zone. Good enough for a first down and more, because it was only first and five. Ball being advanced up to the 46, where it's 4 yards from midfield. Clay County trying to get to 8-0 tonight. Only two other times in program history has that happened, 1955 and 1990. They've got a good start here to it. 28-7 they lead and trying to put together a drive. Pass to Spivey. It's caught at the 45, breaks a tackle. 40 going to be brought down. It's a 34 driven out of bounds. Spivey on the deep curl on the sideline. Adam strong arms it to him there. Laser pass. Jeff doing the rest, picking up around 10 to 15 yards after the first contact. He's a big body, Thomas. Broke that tackle and headed down the sideline.
He is, you know, about 6'4", probably. I don't know, 185, somewhere in that range, maybe 175, and just a big target. And you can see he can run with it after he breaks the tackle, too.
First and 10 from the 34 of the Yellow Jackets. Adams with it in the gun. Throw in for Kerr, and they're going to say incomplete, skipped off the ground. Great effort there by Alec to try to get back to it. Nate just understood him a little bit. I think Nate expected his junior teammate to sit down a little quicker on that route. I believe it was not a seam go route, more of a stop there before he got to the safety, and Alec carried it a little further than Nate expected. Second and 10 from the Grundy, 34 after the incomplete pass. Adams again nearly intercepted, trying to target his cousin Jimmy Burchett on the left side. He was lined up in the slot, ran that seam. Coach Harris saw something against this Grundy defense that made him think the seam was the pass tonight. They have hit it big at times. That time, lucky to live to fight another day, Kyler Hopkins, the sophomore DB, got his hands on it, nearly picked it off.
You've seen him open up four straight passes on this drive, Daniel, not going to the ground game at all here at this point. In a big third and long situation, you have to think they're going to stay in there.
Four down territory, though. Three wide to the left. Markham main step to the right. Kerr now in motion from left to right across the set. Adams to throw. Targets Markham down the sideline. Joseph one-handed catch. Goes into the end zone. Best catch I've seen of the year. Joseph Markham reaching out like he had some stigma on that right hand and just hauled it in. We talk about his prowess as a running back. What about as a wide out here?
Unbelievable catch, Daniel, and you're right. He never even used the left arm as he walked in the end zone palming the football. And what a throw by Nate Adams down the sideline. Markham just getting on top there. Adams dropping a dime to him as Markham crossed the goal line with one hand.
First time I believe those two have officially hooked up as high school teammates through the air. Garrett on for the PAT. He was 4-4 prior to that one. Missed that kick, though. Wide to the right. And very low, 34-7, 7:43 mark, third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County now leads Grundy County 34-7. And this is your Dog Drive Summary, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Clay County just completed a five-play, 73-yard drive all through the air as Nate Adams went 3 for 5, and the payoff in the end, a 34-yard one-handed catch by Joseph Markham into the end zone to give you your score of 34-7 Bulldogs. This Dog Drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
A high pooch kick out of Levi Garrett on the kickoff. It hit at the Yellow Jacket 35, bounced about 8 feet up in the air, maybe 10 feet, and recovered by the Bulldogs. Clay County back on offense. What a great executed thing. Austin Anderson, the one covering up the loose ball. Ball at the 35, a short field in front of the Dogs. Pass to Spivey on the sideline by Adams. It's caught. Jeff has the first down plus some. Going to be called out at the 23. Folks, I wish you could have saw that kickoff. Garrett put his foot to it. It went higher, it felt like at least, than the lights here at John Tibbles Field. Came back down, hit the turf at the 35, shot back up in there, 10 to 12 feet, and Austin Anderson came up with it. Ball at the 24, first and 10, Adams in the gun, hands off to Sharp, caution off left side, 20, 15, gets the edge, up to the 10, and he's going to be brought down around the 9. First and goal, Clay County. They may spot him at the 10. It is at the 10. First and goal from there. 7:20 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County trying to go up another score. 34-7 currently they lead. Hand off to Carson. Puts his foot to the ground. Walks in on senior night here at John Tibbles Field. The hard-working senior running back. Carson Sharp gets a touchdown, but off or not. Side judge comes in from the far side of the field, blowing his whistle, waving his hands. There is a flag down. Conferencing between the officials. It is going to go against Clay County.
Oh, they're addressing the Clay County sideline.
Oh. Touchdown's good. They're saying the score counts. Illegal substitution called against Grundy is what Voice of the Bulldogs Michael Miller announced over the PA system. So Garrett's on for the PAT. Scoreboard shows Clay County 40, Grundy 7. Garrett on for it. Nice high straight kick. And it is good. 41-7 now the score. Clay County starting to roll. 7:12 mark, third quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County now leads 41-7, and here's your Dog Drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Clay County just went 3 plays to the house to make it 41-7. Nate Adams found Jeff Spivey for 13 yards to get it started, and Carson Sharp on 2 runs, 1 of 14, and then a 10-yard touchdown run to put Clay County ahead as they slam in the door here on Grundy County, 41-7. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Tiger Wassel kicking off this time for Clay County. Hunter Kyle recording the tackle. Grundy County going to take over at their own 27-yard line, 73 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Dogs up 41-7. That is a 34-point differential. 1 point shy of the TWSWA Mercy Rule running clock. So we'll still see the clock kept as normal here. 7:05 mark, third quarter. Grundy taking over. As we mentioned, Grundy is not at all a bad football team. They look the part. They came just more explosive tonight. Got it done early off those two initial pick sixes that put them up 14-9 before they got the offense going. And now that it's rolling, Thomas, the points have come pretty heavily.
Yeah, and that's what you wanted to see here to start the second half, Daniel. We saw it down at Scott High. Clay County kind of struggled in that second quarter after getting up by two scores. And then they came out and they slammed the door on the Highlanders. We're seeing the same thing here. They're doing it to the Yellow Jackets, and they're doing it fast.
Eli Smith recording the tackle. 3-yard gain for Grundy, setting up second and seven. They advance up to their own 30. And, you know, we see that sometimes. A lot of times we might see Alec Kerr punt return to get things started early, but Clay County, they sometimes are a slow starting team. They put together good second halves. We saw that second quarter quagmire, as you called it, the stagnant offense. That was just a great sentence that you wrote in that write-up. Just lots of good stuff in there. Folks, if you don't read the articles in the Dale Hall Horizon on the write-ups of these games, I encourage you to. Thomas does them and does such a great job week after week. He's a seasoned sports writer and does a fine job with it.
Well, I appreciate that, Daniel. And, you know, it's more about chronicling the game for future, and for history, really, and, you know, having the stats in there. I know you've gone back in newspaper archives and put together all this history. I'd like to think maybe some way down the road somebody will do that and remember this 2021 Bulldog team, because they're shaping up to be one to remember.
Yellow Jackets to throw on third and four, incomplete. On that second down play, it was a pickup of three for the Jackets on the run, making it third and four. Who made the stop?
Eli Smith. He's leading the way right now, Daniel, with seven tackles. The senior playing great also. We've talked about all of these seniors all night long. If you'll think about it, the names we've called, this one means something to them. They're still playing hard, even though they're blowing out Grundy County here.
Talking to those seniors today as we compiled the script that Principal Arms right off pregame, brought in Wade and Carson first by themselves and talked to them, and they were a little emotional about it. Not as much as they would be, because they know they're going to be back here playing again,
right,
First round of the playoffs, no matter what. But this one meant a little bit more than usual, knowing that it was their last regular season game here at John Peebles Field, where they've worked so hard. High snap on the punt for Grundy. Hunter does not cleanly pick it up. Weston Birdwell there to bring him down. Big tackle for a loss made by Weston Birdwell. And Clay County going to take over inside the red zone. Started to say the pinnacle scoring zone. That's what Mike Keith says for the Titans. But actually, they're outside of it at the 21. So Clay County taking over. With the opportunity to extend this lead, it's a big one right now, 41-7. Ball does set at the Clay County, or the Grundy, rather, 21-yard line, first and 10.
Got some reserves coming in on offense, Daniel. I think we see, I believe, Hayden Adams coming in, and then we got Lance Burchett trotted onto the field. Still Nate Adams at quarterback, though.
Joseph Markham out there with him. He could be the feature back here. Let's see what they do. They do set Markham at the right hip of Adams. Ball being played from the 21. Short field in front of him on first and 10. Nate can't handle the snap. Turnover. It was it hit Nate right in the hands. He dropped it. And Antonio Monson, the junior linebacker, comes up with the ball. Actually, defensive end, I believe. Nice play by him. He had penetration right off the bat because he was back there with Adams and picked up the ball when Nate dropped it. Stonehen was on. It was a good snap. I don't know if Nate wasn't ready or what.
Yeah, it was about waist high, right where you want it, Daniel. Just one of those little miscues that happens sometimes. You know, I thought Clay County is fixing to drive a nail in the coffin and get the clock rolling here late in this third quarter, but it's not going to happen now.
Got some of those defensive starters off. Hunter Kyle off, Wade Coons off, Weston Birdwell off. I see Joseph Birdwell on playing corner. Grundy taking over their own 25, first and 10, trying to climb back in this one. Third quarter, 5:26 mark. Clay Kenny leading 41-7. Jimmy Burchett showing pressure off the edge. Does not go. Drops back into coverage. Brown rolls to the right. Incomplete pass. Javon Brown, the sophomore quarterback, he did not start the game at quarterback. That would have been Cecil Rogers. Grundy made a change after the third of Rogers' interception.
And I don't think they were necessarily on Rodgers. It was just good defense play.
Yeah, and you know, probably just trying to get a spark, Grundy was. And honestly, when they made the change, they did. That's when they marched down the field and scored on us, Daniel. Still a three-score ball game at that point. But nothing so far for Grundy County in this second half as Clay County has come out sharp. They've come out firing on all cylinders, and the defense standing tall, too.
Second and 10 for Grundy from their own 25. Hand off to a tailback. He's met, hit, brought down. Primary man, Eli Smith. I'm going to watch that down marker across the way. See which way they move it, if at all. That way we know how to record this stop.
No gain, looks like.
No gain. Great play by Smith. Eli, you interviewed him last week, Thomas, on the Carquest pregame show on the Inside the Locker Room interview. And he's a guy, he loves it. He came out, first-year football player as a senior, and his biggest regret, not playing before this point.
Yeah, and he talked about it during the interview. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, he didn't come from a football background, was a great basketball player growing up at Hermitage Springs. So, you know, sometimes it takes growing up with it as Grundy takes a shot.
Good coverage, though.
Good job by Braden Allred.
Right in the hip. Still almost caught by the wide receiver for Grundy, Gunner Meeks, a senior. Going to have to punt for Grundy. Nice job by Allred. We've not seen a young man in pass coverage, and we saw it that time. Textbook.
It was, because, you know, the receiver had a step, just a small step on him. He closed at the very end, got the hand in, went up and knocked that one down, because that was a great throw by the Grundy County quarterback right there, Daniel.
Kerr dropping back deep to receive this punt. It's a low-line drive kick. That's not Kerr. It's Lance Burchett. Lance going to let it go. Clay County going to take over first and 10 from their own 35, I believe. We'll double-check that spot. Looks like Coach Edwards, their producer, has been replaced right now. We've got young two-year-old Mila Strong, my daughter, sitting here next to my left. I hope she doesn't hit the wrong button on the laptop and shut the production down. If we go off air here, folks, you'll know why.
We could give her a headset, Daniel.
Yeah, I could. She would definitely not be bashful about it. So Clay County taking over. We're going to call it their own 34. Tell them who you are. There you go, folks. Mill Gray Strong. Clay County first and 10 from their own 34.
Worm Smith in there, Daniel.
A loss of one on the play. Backing it up to the Clay County 33, second 11. We'll try to bring the current players on the field for you. A lot of substitutions for Clay County. I see Hayden Adams splitting left along with another wideout. Two wideouts at the top of the formation across the field from us. Adams still playing quarterback, drops back to pass, releases downfield, going to be intercepted. Grundy with it. Return man brought down to the 50. Credit Lance Burchett with the tackle. He's the one that brought down the guy. Wade Coons was still in playing offensive line. I see him coming off the field. Stone Lynn was still in. Levi Garrett, Luke Thompson. We had the starting offensive front and had the young skill players. And Thomas, that's something you see a lot of times out of a head coach, that first mass substitution on offense. He'll leave those five linemen in there, let the younger skill players play behind them, and that feels good as a young guy having those veterans up front blocking for you.
Yeah, and you almost have to against a program like Grundy County, a larger program, you know, big guys up front. If you put some inexperienced offensive linemen in there, especially when you're starting quarterback still in the game, Daniel, you know, you could have some problems. Nice pick there by the Yellow Jackets as they go deep again against Allred. Allred with great coverage again.
And they are not calling pass interference. Kind of questionable, I'll be honest. If I were a Grundy fan, I would want the flag. But Allred, though, once again, textbook. Shut down corner.
I don't think that was interference, Daniel. Just some jostling back and forth between Allred and the Yellow Jacket receiver. And he's, again, right in his hip pocket. Good coverage by the sophomore, I think.
Sophomore. Ball right at the 50. Second and 10. With the incomplete pass, clock stops at the 3:29 mark of the third quarter. Dogs are leading 41-7. Hadn't said that in a little bit. Got one more trivia question going to come your way pretty soon. Grundy with three wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback going to have a delayed handoff draw play. Running back has room. Picks up very close to the first down on second and 10. They are going to be very close to moving the sticks.
It's all red with the tackle, Daniel.
Accompanied by Hayden Adams. Grundy advances it in. Two black and gold territory there with the run at the 39. They do move the sticks. First and 10 now. 3:05 and ticking.
Who do we have up front there, Daniel? I see Waffle. Who's playing the nose?
Hayden McGee's playing that right tackle. As you said, Waffle at the left. And I see number 53, Ricardo McElroy, the junior, playing nose guard.
A whole new slate of linebackers taking the field for Clay County, too.
Eli Burnett there on this weak side linebacker. Worm Smith, the Sam linebacker. And I'm not sure who that Mike is. We'll keep an eye on it.
I think it might be Maxfield.
Rogers back in at quarterback for Grundy. Handoff inside. Little to no gain. Going to watch that pile. See who the last dog up is. Oftentimes, that's a pretty accurate way of telling who made the stop.
Well, he's not getting up, but it's Waffle. Tyler Waffle. He's up now.
That is number 50. Sophomore Ben Maxfield playing that inside linebacker. I love seeing these guys get some quality reps here. Grundy, you know, this is a good competition at this point. Some of these sophomores have played some football, and they're getting to do so against a pretty physical AAA football team right now. Second and 9, pick up a 1 on the last play. Grundy with it. Quarterback drops it. Rogers ball on the ground. Hayden Adams almost had it. Who's going to cover it up? Worm Smith.
Austin Anderson, I think.
Hayden Adams.
Adams.
Hayden
right.
Adams, his first fumble recovery. Son of Matt Adams, a great Bulldog during his years. I know he's thrilled to see Hayden come up with that loose ball. Clay Kenny taking back over. We'll call it from the black and gold 48, 52 yards away from the Grundy end zone. Going to have reserve offensive linemen in this time in front of those younger skill players. 1:59 mark, third quarter, no running clock yet. A 34-point lead for Clay County, 41-7.
See Lance Burchett going to run the show here.
Burchett, the quarterback, a great athlete. Younger brother of Jimmy, of course. Handing off to Worm Smith. He's around left side. Met by a host of Grundy County Yellow Jackets. And I still see big 6'4", 295-pound Dawson Misielek. That's it. Dawson Misielek in there. He's out there helping make the stop. Loss of 3 on the play. Backing it up to the Clay County 45. Minute 30 and ticking, third quarter. Dogs going to be on the road next week for their ninth game of the season up at York Institute, somebody we have not played a lot in the last 30, 40 years. Used to meet them pretty regularly through the 60s and kind of got away from the larger school up on top of the mountain. Hand off Gorm Smith, same play, gobbled up once again. Give credit to Big Misielek. We're going to have that varsity offensive line in there if they're going to have the big senior 6'4", 295 on the defensive front. And,
Yeah, I think...
no fault to the younger dog offensive lineman.
Not at all. And, you know, a minute to go here in the third quarter. We got a whole quarter to play, Daniel. Down 41-7, it's time to bring the seniors off the field.
Perhaps so. Out of our control, though. Head coach Nick Bryant going to keep playing them. 40 seconds to tick in third quarter. Loss of yardage there, too. Loss of 3. Making it 3rd and 16, ball at the Clay County 42. Burchett in the gun, rolls to the right, quarterback keeper, gets the edge, north and south, ooh! Lots of hitting there. I hope Lance dodged most of that poundage that fell to the turf.
Yeah, he
Burchett
pops right
up, isn't he? Oh, yeah. Tough enough high knot. Lance advances it back up to the 48. Nice play by Burchett. You see the explosive, quick moves of the young freshman Lance Burchett there. But not quick enough to get away from that Yellow Jacket defensive front.
Yeah, and like
you
say,
a six, though, for Burchett.
Pretty much the starting defensive front in there right now as we go to the break here, Daniel.
Horn does sound. Clay County going to be punting when we return 4th and 10. At the end of 3, it's AP 5th-ranked single A Clay County 41, visiting AAA Grundy County 7.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, 4th and 10. Going to be Nate Adams drop back to punt. Puts his foot to it. Pretty nice spiraling punt. They're going to go out of bounds, though. Not a big net punt for Nate, but we see that that dude, he's pretty safe here in a couple of years. Once Markham leaves, Nate got some talent there kicking the football. Fortunately, though, Markham, a junior, going to be back. As I mentioned earlier, going to quickly hit it again. Levi Garrett back playing tonight after missing last week. Keaton Arms, likely going to see him next week at York. He suited out tonight for the first time since week two. John Hamilton not suited tonight. However, he's got a pretty clean bit of health, got a gimpy ankle, no need of him playing tonight. He'll be on the field at York. So, Thomas, prospectively, 100% healthy going into week 11 at Tourney Ford against Gordon.
Yeah, and that's where you want to be, Daniel. You want to get those guys some reps next week up on the mountain in Jamestown and then be tuned up for that trip to Gordonsville. And I can't help but mention, Daniel, as we walked out of the booth at halftime, we had about three or four guys in blue standing up here at the top of Joe Neal East Stadium. Had to make a little comment about there's a little too much blue up here, but head coach Clements and assistant coach Apple and a few others up here laying their eyes on the Bulldogs.
Pick up a 5 on first down for Grundy, tackled by Ben Maxfield. Nice job by him. Yeah, I talked to those guys too, Thomas, as you know, there at halftime. Handoff again to a tailback. He's off right side. Has a lot of room for Grundy. 45-40. It's a foot race. 35-30. 25-20. And he's going to go into the end zone against the Clay County Reserve defense. Big, nice, long run. A 50-yarder by Grundy. Not sure who the ball carrier was, but he looked good there. Going back to the Gordonsville coaches there, Thomas. You know, of course, the program itself, no love lost for the program. We do not like the Gordonsville Tigers down here. Those guys, though, top-notch guys. Just friendly folks. Have visited with them there, like those old chums, and have known Coach Clements for some time down there, homegrown Gordonsville guy, just down-to-earth guy, good coach, you know. So from 7 to 9 at night, 2 weeks from now, though, not our friends.
Right, no doubt about it. But you're right. And Coach Clemens is a great coach. You know, he's done a great job with that program, homegrown. They love their Tigers as much as we love our Bulldogs. As Grundy is going for two and looks like he's in, Daniel.
With that two-point conversion, Grundy County draws a little closer to the Clay County Bulldogs here at the 11:09 mark of the fourth quarter. New score, Clay County 41, Grundy County 15.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Onside kick attempt by Grundy. Covered up by Eli Smith. Eli played very well tonight. One of the top candidates, honestly, for the TDS top performer. here on senior night, he's played well. A lot of them have. Wade Coons played well. A lot of those guys defensively had some big numbers in that first half of play. Clay County going to take over after the onside attempt with a fairly short field. We'll call it at the 42 on their side. 58-yard field between them and the Grundy County end zone. Hayden McGee going to be playing at right tackle. Stone Lynn at center.
You see the starters back out, Daniel, in this one. We got Markham and Kerr on this far sideline, and then you got Carson Sharp who breaks free.
Brought down by a Yellow Jacket. All he got was his ankle, but it was enough. Sharp with a big gain, though. Advancing into Grundy territory, marked down at the 43, moving the sticks. Sharp so quick that, you know, we talk about Kerr having a quick first step, and I don't know if there's anybody quicker, but Carson, he's very explosive, and he quickly got that field flipped right there. And now he comes off. Markham comes on. Joseph with his first official rush of the night. Nice play by Grundy County. Joseph going to lose yards. You do not see Joseph Markham being dropped for a loss very often. I believe the tackle was made by number 29, Hunter Hanner, for the Yellow Jackets. Markham going to be spotted at the 44 after the run. Loss of one, setting up second 11. Clay County playing slower than usual. They actually huddle here. Going to watch these play clocks that were installed last year at John Tibbles Field. Adams probably going to wait until it's down well into single digits before he snaps. Three wide outs left, one to the right. It's Birdwell here closest to us by himself. High snap over Adams' head. We saw this last week at Scott County, but here's the difference. Last week we recovered. This time the opponent does. It is number 26, Antonio Monson. His second fumble recovery of the night. In Grundy, taking back over here. Clay County not really being threatened at this point. They lead 41-15. However, Grundy County refusing to go away in this second half of play, Thomas. They take over first and 10, deep in dog territory at the 36.
Yeah, and you see the starting defense for Clay County coming back out here, Daniel, and that's because Grundy didn't throw in the towel. We saw the starting offense back on the field against our twos and threes, Daniel, and they scored. And then Coach Jake Johnson says, well, heck, we can't hold up against these starters for this 3A school, so we got to put ours back in. No substitution whatsoever from the Yellow Jackets yet.
Grundy with it, first and 10, whistles blow prior to the snap. Perhaps a timeout taken here by Grundy, and that's what it is. We'll go to break here, 10:05 left. Actually, let's stay on air. I'm going to give that second Subway trivia question. Forgot about it until right now. Okay, here's the second of the night. Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by Greg and Melissa Brandon here in Salina. The last time the Bulldogs in Grundy County met was in the seventh game of the 1988 season when the Yellow Jackets won 21-12. The following week, what Bulldog defender was ranked fourth on the Tennesseans' mid-state tackle leader list with 89 total stops? So once again, the last time the Bulldogs in Grundy County met was in the seventh game of the 1988 season when the Yellow Jackets won in Comont 21-12. The following week, what Bulldog defender was ranked fourth on the Tennesseans' mid-state tackle leader list with 89 total stops? So we have three ineligible participants right now. Those would be Tish Plumley, Allie Atchley, and Dustin Wicks. And in about 10 seconds, we have a correct answer here. Jason Coombs all over the top of that one. He says Kenny Garrett, and he's 100% right. The all-time great defensive linebacker from back in the day over at the old high school, Salina High School. Of course, Coons a couple years younger than Garrett, but a teammate of his on some of those great squads in the late 80s. And Garrett just a headhunter. And, of course, got his son Levi playing on this team, Thomas, this year. And he's very similar to him in the fact that he's so aggressive on defense.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. Kenny Garrett, the all-time leading tackler up until modern day, I guess. We'd have to go back and kind of look at it. But the all-time leading Salina High School tackler. And anytime you're just that far into the season and approaching 100 tackles, you know how awesome Kenny Garrett was, and he was just the epitome of a linebacker.
On a defense that
similar in a way to this dog defense in the fact that it's hard to get tackles because everybody's so aggressive. A lot of those guys had big numbers, Garrett leading the way there. Injury on the field right now, we have a yellow jacket down. We're going to go to break, 9:50 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County safely up, 41-15, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, that yellow jacket is up and on the sideline under his own power. Grundy County running a play there before we came back on air. It was 2nd and 6. Now it's 3rd and 1. Pick up a 5. Ben Maxfield recording the stop. Got a lot of younger dogs back out there going back with that second group. We do have a few new faces up front. I see sophomore Jess Cox, the big run stopper in the middle playing nose guard. Eli Burnett at linebacker, joined by Worm Smith. And Ben Maxfield in the defensive backfield. I see Braden Allred, Lance Burchett, Joseph Birdwell, and someone else playing a safety here off the edge. Quarterback keeper, Brown with it. Going to be stopped short of the stick. He did get a little bit of positive yardage. I don't think he got enough, though. It was 3rd and 1. Going to be 4th and about a foot now.
45. I guess it was Burnett on that stop.
Burnett recorded 3 tackles. In the Red Bull Springs game in relief actions. Each time he's come on the field this year, he's made his presence known. 4th and 1. 8:42 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Clay County going to go to 8-0 in the year. Only the third team in our 80-plus year program history to do that. 1955, they had an undefeated regular season, 9-0. 1990, of course, undefeated regular season, 10-0. 4th and 1 play is good for Grundy. They pick up about 4 yards before being brought down by a host of dogs. Thomas going to watch across the field, try to get the right tackler. Could have been Worm Smith.
He's not going to turn for me, Daniel.
Not sure who made the stop. Yellow Jacket was stopped, though. Grundy is threatening. They have it at the Clay County 23. As we've talked about before, this was the 7th team for Clay County to open 7-0. They did it in 55, as we've just talked about. They also did it in 1974. They lost in their 8th game to White House. They did it in 1981 and 82, open 7-0. Lost both their 8th games in those consecutive years to the same team, Hickman County out of Centerville. Obviously, the 1990 team, as we mentioned, opened up 7-0, and they advanced on to 8-0, and then to 10-0 as they blasted through Monterey in their 8th game. And then the last time it happened, 1996, I was a freshman on that team, watching some great players from the sideline that year. I wasn't as good as Nate Adams and Lance Burgett and some of these guys that get to participate, you know. But watching from the sidelines, I watched a strong Trousdale County team put a thump in on us in the 8th game of the year. So the 8th game's kind of been a... thorn in the side for some of these good teams over the years. Not for this team tonight. Clay County leading 41-15. They're going to go to 8-0 after the next 7:43 dwindles off his fourth quarter clock, Tom.
Yeah, and, you know, come out and took care of business like we talked about. Struggled a little bit right there before the half, maybe, and let Grundy, the first team, score on them. And then after that, Clay County just came out and slammed the door there in the third quarter. And this is what you want to see out of the dogs moving forward. Got to do it one more time up on the mountain in Jamestown next week and then roll into that big showdown with Gordonsville.
Yellow Jackets 1st and 10, little play action, tight end hot pass.
And they score. About a 20-yard touchdown strike. We'll call it 23 for Grundy. So here we go, Tom. We're looking at 41-21 here after this Grundy score. And they're going to come on probably to try two to make it 41-23. That'd draw it down to an 18-point deficit. I know you're not pleased with this, Thomas, the way Grundy's handled this fourth quarter, but, you know, could see Clay County go back to full-blown varsity on each side. And if the Dogs were to lose a guy in this situation, that's what frustrates you if you had an injury.
You know, this team, they have nothing to lose. They have nothing to gain, Grundy County. You know, they're not going to make the playoffs, and they're out here with their first team going against our twos and threes, scoring these touchdowns. We saw Coach Johnson go back with his number ones earlier on to try to stop the bleeding here. But, Daniel, if we keep our ones in, we score 80 points here tonight, but we haven't done that. So, Grundy having a little fun here in the fourth quarter, and you're right, I'm not happy about it.
41-21, 20-point deficit now. I think it was Ben Maxfield recording the stop on that two-point attempt that was no good. Nice job by Ben. Done a good job this year. He's got to play some linebacker in these reserve situations. He actually started a couple games on that offensive front, and he's thickened up quite a bit here in his sophomore campaign, and I expect great things out of him on the offensive line as a junior and senior. Going to have a lot of competition there to replace Wade Coons when he exits off, but Wade's the only senior on that offensive line. Will return John Hamill. Well, actually, Luke Thompson, too. Luke is a senior who's played some. He started tonight at right guard. But going to have a lot of guys coming back there. Hamilton and Garrett and Lynn are going to be seniors next year playing on the offensive front. They'll be joined by two other guys, McGee, Waffle, Maxfield. Those are the three leading candidates to fill those two positions. So going to have a lot of experience, a lot of size, and a lot of depth there at the offensive front next year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the plus with injuries early in the season. You get guys some time and you develop that depth, and unfortunately Clay County's been able to do that. It's not only going to help right now, and we see Grundy County kicking onside kicks here, Daniel.
Jimmy Burgett, though, we're going to have none of it. He safely fields it. Clay County going to take over 7:37 mark, fourth quarter. 41-21 the score. We was talking about those offensive linemen right then. It kicks me back in my mind to that 1990 team from 31 seasons ago. We all know about Brian and Brent Birch and Jason Coons and Eric Webb and all of these wideouts and these skill players. But they had Jeff Brown, Greg Collins, Scott Lynn up front doing the dirty work. I'm not sure who the other two starters were on that year. If Mr. Coons is still listening, I'm sure he could tell me. But you got to have that for these skill players to show out and do what they do. And Clay County right now, he's got one of the better offensive fronts that they've had in several years, and that opens up the field for these skill players to run free.
Yeah, and we don't talk about them enough. You're right. And if you go back and look through history in the 80s and early 90s when we made that run and we had those type teams, that's what we had. The big guys up front that love the game and love to give it their all in the trenches. And Clay County has some of those, and that's what's helped us go along here tonight.
Clay County starting first and 10 from their own 37. Not much doing there on that carry. Lance Burgett handed off, I presume, to Worm Smith, Bill Pettigo.
That's right.
And Zach Birdwell, Mike Briggs, played tight end, of course. So Mike Briggs, Zach Birdwell, Bill Pettigo, Jason Coons tells me, joining in there. And, you know, that's where it starts. It's where it all starts. Of course, Mike Adams played quarterback with that group. He is 1 year behind a lot of those seniors. And Matthew Boone, of course, a junior on that squad. He also saw
the 91 team we talked about earlier, him and Mike Adams. And but you're right. You know, he developed depth at that position, and we've got the leadership of Wade Coons up there and Levi Garrett and those guys, and to have the depth is a big thing as we complete the pass here, Daniel.
Lance Burgess threw a little quick screen out to the right to Joseph Birdwell. Antonio Monson, who's having a good night defensively for the Yellow Jackets, came up and made the stop, though loss of yardage, Thomas. Originally, this thing started first and 10 from the 37. I know Smith lost yardage on first down. The ball now is sitting after that second down loss at the Clay County 26. So cumulatively, between the last two plays, we've lost 11 yards. 6:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter. been a long second half here. Clay County leading 41-21. Burchett in the gun. Smith at his right hip. Hand off to Irma Smith. He's off left side. Outruns the big defensive tackle. Squirts forward for a yard or two. Going to be short, though. And we still see big 6'4", 295, number 79, Dawson Misielek in there.
We see the starting defensive lineup is what we see from Grundy County with 5 minutes to go in a 41-point blowout at one time against, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids out here. That's what we see.
Fourth and 16 after Smith lost a little on that carry, I suppose. Markham booms it away. A Yellow Jacket back to receive. He's going to pick it up on the bounce at the 40. Squirts ahead for about five. Go ahead and credit Eli Smith with a tackle there. Eli hustling downfield, falling right on top of that Yellow Jacket. And that's where we see, we've called Eli's name a lot on kickoffs since he's joined the squad. Always hustling down. Doing a great job. Just a hard worker. Grundy taking over. 41-21. Clay County up by 20. And like you said, Thomas, at one point, not too far ago in the context of this game, it was 41-7. See if Grundy can climb back into it a little more here. Two wide left, one to the right for the Jackets. A back at the left hip of Brown, who's in the gun, hands off to that running back. He's off left side, going to be hit by a host of dogs. And is that Joseph Markham I see making the stop?
Yeah, we've had to go back to the starting defense here, Daniel, to stop the bleeding again. You've got the entire squad in there, including Markham and Sharp on the outside, Kerr. This is your starters again.
Of course, you get in a situation here. Some of these Clay County upperclassmen have been on the sidelines now for several minutes of game time. Maybe got a little cold here. We'll have to see how this goes. Second and seven. Jackets with it on their own 48. Brown in the gun, rolls to his right, looking to pass. This could be dangerous. It is. He's brought down and sacked.
Anderson.
Give credit.
Anderson.
No, it's 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Verbal there.
Okay.
Was Anderson low underneath?
We'll give
both of them. Give both of them one there. We'll have to go back to game film on that one. We usually agree. Tell me and Thomas, they were impasse on that one, though. Great play by Anderson and Burgle. Big loss, third and round 20.
By the way, you see the difference with the starting defense from Clay County out there. Grundy goes backwards when our starters in the game. When we have the twos and threes, they score a touchdown.
Third and 20, Brown in the gun, looking to pass here. Releases deep downfield. No, going to be sacked again. Kyle accompanied by none other than Austin Anderson. Half a sack to each of them on that one, no doubt. And this, hate to be ugly, but this is what you get. Head coach Nick Bryant doing this, like you said, hanging some cheap ones on. Coach Johnson sends his starters back in, and they lose 30 yards in three plays.
Well, you have to. With 5 minutes to go, they're going to score on about two plays if you don't, Daniel. Coach Johnson has to do this, and it's a shame he's being forced into it.
Grundy to punt, fourth and around 30 after the two huge sacks.
I'd put Kerr back there and let him run one back.
Going to be a high kick. It is Alec Curry. He calls the fire kick. Clay County going to take back over on offense. Pretty short field. They have it at their own 46, 54-yard field in front of 3:04 mark here of this fourth quarter. Man, it's been a long second half. 41-21. Clay County led it one time, 41-7. Big game coming up on the mountain next week at York Institute. It essentially doesn't mean anything, Thomas, in terms of playoffs or anything like that. But once you get to 8-0 like the Dogs are going to tonight, you kind of want to go ahead and go 9-0, do you not?
Yeah, I think so. And, it's going to be a test up there on the mountain as Clay County Adams back in with this one, Daniel. Let's see if he takes a shot and Grundy jumps off that.
The Clay County faithful still assembling here at Joe Nellie Stadium. Liking that one. 5-yard penalty against Grundy. Marching it into Yellow Jacket territory now at the 49 where it's first and five. Got Weston Birdwell and Alec Kerr split to the right. Jeff Spivey and Jimmy Burchett to the left now. Going to change formation. Burchett going to come over and make it trips to the right. Markham at the right hip of Kerr. Hand off to Joseph. Joseph into the heart of that big Grundy County defensive line. Powers forward for about 3 yards. Going to be brought down
at the Yellow Jacket 46, short of the sticks. Where'd that play start, Tom?
49.
Pick up a three, making it second and two. I'm pretty sure everybody in Bulldog Nation knows, but 2 weeks from tonight, Clay County making the trip down to Gordonsville. Turney Ford Field, third time in a row that the Black and Gold going to be playing the Tigers at Turney Ford. Last time they played here at John Tibbles Field, back in 2019, homecoming contest, Clay County put a thrashing on the Tigers in that one, Thomas, last time we beat them.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been forever since we played a home game against Gordonsville. We've been down there about 10 times in a row as Joseph Markham gets another carry, makes three guys miss, spins up, and picks up the first down.
Had to use all the tools in the box to do it. As you mentioned, Thomas, use some power, use some finesse there. A spin move does move the sticks. Advancing up to the Yellow Jacket, 43. So pickup of round three there for Markham. Now the White Hat finally signals first down. 2:03 mark. They should wind this clock, and now they do. Under 2 minutes to play in this one, 41-21. Clay County should milk this thing on out. Unless Markham breaks one on a big run. Adams in the gun. Markham in his right hip. From the Grundy 43. Hand off to Joseph into the heart of the defense. Hurdles forward. Breaks to the left. Into the clear. Going to be brought down by the secondary. Nice pickup by Joseph. Brought down. That's the Yellow Jacket 21. If that one started at the 43, is that what we're saying? 22-yard gain by Markham.
Yeah, and you can see what Joseph Markham can do for you, Daniel. He doesn't get a lot of carries, but when he does, he makes the most of them right there. He'll bang, bang, and then he's gone and can stretch one out on you. And Joseph Markham's got the size, the speed. He's a total package.
They're going to go into victory formation here with a minute 15 left and ticking. This should do it unless Grundy decides to use any timeouts. Adams going to go under center. Here's the snap, takes the knee. Two pick sixes got it all started early in this, and we'll talk about all the things we saw tonight. During the Carquest postgame show coming up, we see senior Jordan Heatherly coming on. Going to play right tackle for these final couple plays. The crowd that's still here applauding him as he comes out. All these seniors taking care of business tonight, getting on the field on senior night here at Clay County High School. 30 seconds and ticking. Another knee taken there by Clay County High School. 41-21, going to be the final here in this one here. A good game. Clay County going to go to 8-0 on the year. Only the third time in our 80-year history that a team has accomplished that. 3-2-1. This one goes final. We're going to play a few ads here on the Horizon Sports Network. Come back and do the Carquest postgame show. Going to include a budget pest control scoreboard update and the announcement of the TDS top performer, as well as a full stat rundown of the contest. Stay with us here, please.
Coming up, the Carquest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the Carquest postgame show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show, Clay County winners tonight, 41-21. The final sounds a little closer than it actually was, though. Dogs go 8-0. First time in a long time that's happened. It's only happened on two prior occasions, 19-55. That second great Tobacco Bowl team that we had, they had an undefeated 9-0 regular season. Last time that Clay County's been 8-0, they were signed to high school in 1990. They did it, and now the Dogs do it tonight. What a great opening to this season, and another good installment tonight. Grundy County, a triple-A squad, didn't really know what we had when we picked them up. They were pretty highly touted by folks down in the Sequatchie Valley area coming into the season. They were 1-5 coming in tonight. Not a horrible football team, but a team that we handled pretty easily, Thomas, and I'll let you describe how it all took place.
Yeah, and it started on the defensive side. How many times have I said that this year, Daniel? That's the identity of this Bulldog football team, and we've been saying that basically ever since we started broadcasting. The Bulldog defense got it going in the first quarter. They dominated Grundy County with 3 interceptions on their first 3 drives, the second of which Nate Adams took back about 30 yards for a pick six. And then Jimmy Burchett turned around back-to-back pick sixes. This time, Burchett took it 60 yards. Levi Garrett true on the first 2 extra points. It's 14-0, and Clay County's rolling early.
They were. And, you know, offensively, during that time and following, Clay County had to punt on their first 2 possessions, took that 3rd one before we got going.
Yeah, and it was the first one of the second quarter, and it was the big plays, and it was Alec Kerr making the big plays, a little shovel pass. It's essentially a run is what we call it on the jet sweep. Alec Kerr took it 34 yards to the house. It's 21-0. Grundy punts. The Dog defense 3 and outs them again, and then Nate Adams finds Kerr for about 10 yards. He takes it 78 yards to the house, and it's 28-0, and this one's over.
Yeah, that was it. Grundy fights back, makes it 28-7. They put together a nice drive, starters on starters at that time, and had 3 big chunk plays and ended up throwing a touchdown pass. Pretty brave of them to go to the air after the Dogs had already intercepted 3, but they get in the end zone 28-7. I think that was the halftime score.
That was the halftime score, and then Clay County, just like they did last week, they left no doubt the start of the third quarter. Scored on their first possession of that, and Adams kind of opened it up. He found Burchett for 14. He found Fivey for 20 down the sideline. And then he found Joseph Markham
with probably the play of the year, Daniel. The pass down the sidelines, Markham hauls it in one-handed, palms the ball and crosses the stripe. You talk about Odell Beckham, you talk about all these other guys one-handed. Markham wasn't trying to show off or make a play. He just stuck the big mitt out there and caught it and walked in the end zone. We've talked about Joseph Markham all the time. He can do anything.
He can.
His first touchdown catch of the year, I think. I'd have to go back and look. But what a play by Joseph Markham right there, and it's 34-7.
Yeah, and that's something we've not seen as much this year. Last year we threw to him a lot down in the red zone in that area. He was kind of our go-to guy through the air. This year he's been the go-to guy in the red zone, but it's been with his feet. So nice to see him with that big catch.
Right, and then we got the pooch kick from Levi Garrett. You described that one. What a play that was. We got the recovery. Adams finds Spivey for 13, Sharp busts it for 14, then he gets the payoff, 10-yard rushing touchdown for Carson Sharp. It's 41-7, and you know, that's when the reserve started coming in.
It is. You know, Clay Kane at that point, Coach Johnson, as he should, tries to go with some younger guys. We saw Grundy hang on with some older guys a little longer than what we're used to seeing in those situations, and Grundy ensues to climb back in it a little bit at that point.
Yeah, they went on to score, what was it, 3 touchdowns, I think, now?
Well, they ended up with 21.
Yeah, just 2 more scores there late, and then the final score, 20-point margin, Clay County 41, Grundy County 21.
Certainly was a good contest, for sure. Right now, we're going to play one promo, come back, do Clay County stats, a budget pest control scoreboard update, and name our TGS top performer. We'll be back in 72 seconds. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here at I for the final time tonight, Clay County goes 8-0 on the year, final score 41-21. Thomas is going to give you the stats on how Clay County got all those big numbers.
Yeah, and overall, Clay County offense ran 45 plays for 294 yards and 4 offensive touchdowns. They had the 2 pick 6 touchdowns for 6 total touchdowns tonight. They rushed the ball 24 times for an even 100 yards, if my math is right. And then Adams threw, let's see, there's one pass involved there. Sorry, 8 for 20 tonight for a total of, let's see, I mixed in the Burchett one there. So he basically had 194. He had 200 yards tonight. He was 8 for 20 for 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. So, you know, great performance for Adams again.
So, officially going with 8 of 20.
200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. And then Lance Burchett came in, was 1 for 1 for -6, which gave us the 194 yards there.
Had to count it.
Yep, got to get the stats right. Receiving-wise, Alec Kerr caught 2 balls for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns. Big plays there. Jimmy Burchett, 3 catches for 21 yards. Jeff Spivey, 2 catches for 33 yards. Joseph Markham, the 1 34-yard touchdown. And then Joseph Burwell caught that one from Lance Burchett for -6 on that. On the rushing side, Lance Burchett, 1 carry for 6 yards tonight. Joseph Markham, 4 carries for 27 yards. Worm Smith came in, had with that second team offensive line, had a bunch of negatives. He had 5 carries for negative 9 yards tonight. Adams, 1 scramble for 6 yards. And the senior on senior night, Carson Sharp, 13 carries, 70 yards, and 1 touchdown. We talked about the seniors. They really played well all night long, and you'll see that as we go down the defensive stats here. Also, Daniel, we've got Wade Coons, a senior, 5 tackles tonight. Just played really great, especially early in this one. Jimmy Burchett had 4 tackles and that pick 6 interception. Joseph Markham had 5 tackles and 3 for loss. Alec Kerr, no stops tonight, but he also had that first interception. It wasn't returned for a touchdown. Hunter Kyle, another great game. He had 5 tackles and a sack tonight. Nate Adams had an interception, pick 6 interception. Jeff Spivey recorded his first tackle on special teams. Austin Anderson, 3 tackles and a half sack. And Kyle had a half sack, too. That's what that was. It wasn't just a full sack. Now that I look, I believe, Daniel, half sack. We split that one because we weren't in agreement. Weston Birdwell, 2 tackles tonight and a sack. Worm Smith, 1 tackle. Carson Sharp, 1 tackle. Lance Burchett, 1 tackle. Braden Allred, 1 tackle tonight. Tyler Wathel had 1. Hayden Adams, 1 tackle on a fumble recovery. Maxfield came in and had 3 tackles, and Eli Burnett had 1. And then here's a pretty good number, Daniel. Eli Smith, the senior, coming in, 9 stops tonight.
9 total stops. I'm going to take that information about Eli and roll right in to the TDS top performer announcement here on the Carquest Post Game Show. Lots of great ones tonight that you just chronicled. I settled in, though, on Eli Smith. You kind of said which way we're going to go. You mentioned a few. I said, no, I feel Eli Smith is the guy tonight, not only for what he's done tonight, but throughout the whole season. But he led the way with 9 stops here on senior night. I think each and every game has meant so much to him this year because he is a one-year player, and he enjoys it so much. And he knows he's living on borrowed time. The season's, you know, win, lose, or draw. There's not a ton of games left. So every night he takes the field, he's bringing everything he's got. And here's the thing. He's a smart kid. He's been around now for 6 to 7 weeks around the program. Got 2 months under his belt. He's heard the coaching. He's seen the film. He's got up to speed. And now he's playing like a seasoned veteran, even though he's got less. He's got single-digit games under his belt. But we're seeing him play like a senior. He came in and filled in for the injured Keaton Arms starting in week 3 down in Cornersville, actually in the second half of that Clinton County, Kentucky game. And he's got better each and every night, and I expect him to keep doing so because the athleticism's there, the physicality's there. Now it's becoming second nature to him, and he's going to be able to play faster and make the plays we saw him make tonight. I think that's why you see the tackle numbers on the rise, because he's more comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel, and he's starting to feel it.
Yeah.
Just like you said, instead of just kind of reading and reacting and really not knowing what was going on, just the chaos of football, maybe you know, getting to him a little bit and maybe running yourself out of the play or whatever. But you're not seeing that anymore out of Eli Smith. You're seeing control, you're seeing breaking down, you're seeing making tackles. And, you know, that's because he's vested in it. He really is. And you're right about the coaching. He listens to what they say. And he also credited in that interview a couple of weeks back, Wade Coons. We talk about Wade every night, and you got to talk about Wade when you talk about Eli Smith, because he's the one that's allowed him to come along this quick. And, you know, I'm impressed by the young man. We know he's from Hermitage Springs that way, hadn't grown up playing football, and that means a lot,
yeah.
You know, as far as playing
having
the
a
game.
Background.
Having the background on playing football. And you're right. He wishes he'd played a long time ago because he loves the game. And he had a great night here on senior night. Coach, I know Eli plays ball for you and does a lot of the dirty work for the state champion Clay County Bulldog basketball team. Any comments on Eli?
Well, you know, the thing about Eli is, like you guys said, he does the dirty work. He's not scared to do the things that nobody else wants to do. If you go back and you watch that state championship game, he made 2 huge plays One of them, he dove 6 or 8 feet across the court just to get on a loose ball, you know, and that's not something that every kid's willing to do. And, you know, the things he's doing on the football field, same thing. He just, he does things that not everybody's willing to do. He's a very coachable guy, very smart guy. You know, he's just one of those kids that, that you're fortunate enough to get the opportunity to coach. And I'm lucky like Coach Johnson and Coach Dickerson, you know, getting the opportunity to coach him.
I want to finish our discussion about Eli Smith and this TDS top performer, but just adding in some, just a little more of that quality information. Outstanding young man. Been in this high school building for 4 years, never been in trouble, well-mannered, always positive, always got a smile. He's bringing that positivity and that energy to football, and it's showing off. Tonight's TDS top performer is Eli Smith, and it is brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, we'll kick to you, let you wrap it all up with all the stuff that you've got.
Well, let's see here. Let's start with Grundy's stats. 55 total plays, 219 yards, 37 rushes, 156 yards, 7 of 18 through the air for 63 yards, 1 TD, 3 interceptions. Penalties on the night, Clay, with only 2 penalties tonight. One of the cleanest games they've played all season, probably the cleanest game played all season. Grundy with only 4. 4 penalties for 20 yards. So it's a pretty clean game between two well-coached teams.
Yeah, I mean, it should be at this point in the season. You know, should have those mistakes corrected, and perhaps they did.
Going to the final budget pest control scoreboard of the night. These are all final scores. Fulton, 49. Scott, last week's opponent, 0. Gibbs, 41. Next week's opponent, York, 13. So we'll be traveling York. They'll be 3-5. They are 3-5. We'll be going up there to pay them a visit. The Dragons next week. South Pitt, 76. Sail Creek, 18. Trousdale County, 40. Whites Creek, 6. Smith County, 35. Jackson County, 7. Upperman, 24. DeKalb, 14. Tyner, 18. Meigs, 19. Final score. Daniel was already fist pumping over here. Meigs wins
you did
that one.
That on purpose.
I did. Meigs wins that by 1 point, 19-18. Sorry, Daniel.
What a great game that had to have been.
It had to be. Yeah. It had to be because Tyner was up at the half, 12-6 or 12-7 or something. I don't remember, but, 13-7, 12-7 at halftime. Oneida holds on. The Indians hold on and beat Monterey 20-13. And the old smoke and mirrors at Macon County, 21-19 winners tonight over Stone.
21-19. Boy.
So Macon pulls one off there at home. None of us picked them.
No. I think it was all a wash, except for maybe Daniel Steiner pick.
I think it was. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation.
Clay County, 2021 campaign, 8-0 start. Making history here. Hadn't done it in a generation, been 31 years here in Bulldog Country since we've had an 8-0 football team. We've got it this year. Going to go up to Jamestown next week to take on the York Dragons. Kirkwist pregame show will kick off at 6 o'clock in that one. We'll be there. Make the trip up if you can. If you can't, tune us in. Clay County winners tonight, 41-21 over Grundy County. For Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, Fletcher and Miller Strong, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.